want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's a Friday, February 9th, 2018, and we have an absolutely loaded broadcast today. Not only do I have stacks and stacks of news, got video clips that I got to get to, but huge news as the stock market had good returns early. It was, the Dow was up, everything was up early, and then right about 9:30, it started sliding, then into 10 o'clock, and now it is about, what are we at, about 150 down right now on the Dow today, so we'll be continuing to monitor that. At this rate, it looks like it could be the worst week for the Dow in, I think, about 20 years was the number, so we'll continue to monitor that. You've got new news breaking on Russian collusion. No, not Donald Trump. No, not Carter Page. No, not Paul Manafort. No, not Roger Stone. No, not anyone here at InfoWars, but actually the Democrats. That's right. As well as all other kinds of news, they're still freaking out about the military parade. But Rand Paul was speaking on the floor last night to delay a vote because he didn't want the bill to get passed. So the government got shut down. Then the bill passed this morning and the government is reopened. But after Rand Paul gave his speech, multiple people came out, including a GOP lawmaker, including Bette Midler. The story is on InfoWars.com. Bette Midler jokes about Rand Paul being violently assassinated. GOP lawmaker after shutdown. It's easy to understand why Rand Paul's neighbor was so annoyed. Why do people hate Rand Paul so much? Let's go to his speech from last night and figure out why do people hate him so much?
On a bill that will add $1.5 trillion to the debt over the next 10 years. This is a large amount of money and something that we should be very wary of. This is in addition
to what we're
already running debt of nearly $1 trillion. So we're adding a couple hundred extra billion dollars a year.
This man wants to do something about the national debt.
Country and a Congress.
He ought to be beaten.
Already recklessly let spending get out of control. The bill is nearly 700 pages. It was given to us at midnight last night, and I would venture to say no one has read the bill. No one can thoroughly digest a 700.
Well, we have to pass it to know what's in it. That's what Nancy Pelosi told me.
And I do think
we'll be hearing from that dingbat later.
That we really, really ought to talk about and how we should pay for them. One of the things this bill.
Oh my gosh! Listen to this crazed lunatic. Wants to balance a budget.
Over a 2-year period.
Wants to do something about national debt? What is wrong with this individual? Shut him down.
Does that sound like a large amount? Anybody at home getting a bonus or an increase in your paycheck of 21%? And yet your government's going to spend 21% more without really having a full debate, without having amendments. The exchange you just watched was me asking to have a 15-minute vote. I've been asking all day. I've been asking all week for it. We could have literally had dozens of votes today, but we squabble because people don't want to be put on the spot. So the reason I'm here tonight is to put people on the spot. I want people to feel uncomfortable. I want them to have to answer people at home who said, how come you were against President Obama's deficits? And then how come you're for Republican deficits? Isn't that the very definition of intellectual dishonesty? If you were against President Obama's deficits.
Wow, look at this man. A man with principle.
Deficits, isn't that the very
definition? A man who stands for something.
Of hypocrisy.
A man who's consistent. Unbelievable.
People need to be made aware.
Bette Midler wants him violently assaulted.
Senators need to answer people from home, and they need to answer this debate. We should have a full-throated debate. My amendment says this simply. We should obey the budget caps. What are budget caps? These are
limits. Oh my gosh. So there's Rand Paul. You can pull him down, guys. There's Rand Paul saying, hey, look, you know, I complained about debt when it was Obama. I'm going to complain about the debt when it's Trump. And then Charlie Dent, a Republican from Pennsylvania, says he understands why Rand Paul was attacked by his neighbor. And then Bette Midler says, where's Rand Paul's neighbor when we need him? How dare a man in government have principle? How dare he be consistent? Somebody beat him up.
Defending the Republic. public from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
We are blasting through time and space here at Infowars.com. It is Friday, February 9th, 2018. Filling in for Alex today, I'm Owen Schroyer. We will be hearing from Alex, though, at some point along this live broadcast spectacular today. We've got Matt Bracken joining me at 12:30 Central. Dr. Jerry Corsi joins me at 1 o'clock Central. And I've got stacks of news, all kinds of clips, everything to get to, as we are getting a more clearer picture of some of the intrigue involving the Me Too movement, some of the intrigue in the White House. And we're going to be talking about some of that today in the opening segment, if you heard that. You've got GOP lawmakers saying that they understand why Rand Paul got assaulted by his neighbor. Bette Midler says, where is Rand Paul's neighbor when we need him? Insinuating that he needs to come out onto the floor of Congress and beat Rand Paul up because he's giving a speech right now about the national debt that just continues to rise, that the Republicans just signed a 2-year funding bill that will increase the debt. What are you going to do, you know? What are you going to do? So you've got all of that going on. Government shut down last night. Government reopened today. Stock market up this morning. Now it's down currently. We'll be monitoring that. But how about the Russian collusion? Oh, we are now down over 200 on the Dow. So it is seeing fierce drops really ever since about 9:30 a.m. this morning when it was on the rise. But how about Russian collusion? Man, there sure is a lot of it, isn't there? Except it's not from Donald Trump or the Republicans. It's from Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. Now, this is the story is Mark Warner is texting with Russian oligarchs in effort to contact Christopher Steele about the dossier. And that is being called Steele's back channel to the Democrat senator was a lobbyist for Russia's foreign minister. So you've got Mark Warner communicating with Russians about the dossier, which was meant to influence the 2016 election. You've got Christopher Steele, who was paid for through a conduit Fusion GPS by Hillary Clinton to make up the fake dossier. So you've got the Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton colluding with Russians via Christopher Steele. Where do you think they got the intel on the dossier? Wasn't that used to influence the election? Hillary Clinton colluded with Russians to influence the election. Then you've got Mark Warner texting with Russians, colluding with Russians about the dossier that was meant to influence the election. So we flash back, though, because the Democrats are really hypocritical. Unlike Rand Paul, who says, I complained about increasing the debt when it was a Republican. I complained about increasing the debt when it was a Democrat. I'm complaining about it now because this isn't good. We need to have a conversation. The bill passed anyway. But here is Mark Warner, not consistent, total double standard, total hypocrite, on Fox News, saying he doesn't know anyone that would ever take a meeting with Russians.
I think that the president, frankly, I can't believe what he's saying. Here was in black and white an email that said,
hey, did this guy just get back from a Cypress Hill
Russian
concert?
Lawyer, acting as an agent of the Russian government, and this is part of the Russian government's effort to help then-candidate Trump and to discredit Clinton. I don't know anybody, Democrat or Republican, that would take that kind of meeting with not only a foreign government, but a foreign adversary, and frankly, a government that we've learned was trying to hack into our whole electoral process, and frankly, fairly successfully, was able to interfere.
Wow. A lot of claims there back in the day from Mark Warner. None of them ended up being true. Not even a single one. And then he gets caught colluding with Russians. Wow. We're all shocked. Oh, Donald Trump is just trying to discredit Hillary Clinton with these fake attacks. Wait. Hillary Clinton paid for a fake dossier. Why is it even called a dossier? It's a work of fiction. It's made up. It never happened. It never existed. It's a woozy. And they use that to try to influence the election. They use that to allow Hillary Clinton to spy on President Obama. Then, in a whole, that is a ballpark in and of itself. Then you have an entirely different ballpark with Hillary Clinton's email scandal being dropped by the FBI, the investigation. President Obama wanting to know everything about the investigation. Why? Because he was involved. Because he knew. Because he was emailing that private server. Now you understand why Obama lawyered up. Now you understand why Obama didn't mind the Department of Justice and the FBI letting Hillary Clinton off, writing her off before the investigation ever happened. Oh, now you get it. That's right. So here's Matt Gaetz, though, from last night on Sean Hannity, saying exactly what everyone with a working brain, with a soul, with a conscience is thinking right now in America.
The real question is whether or not there's going to be any consequences, because the Clintons, for decades, are used to having a different standard of justice applied to them than is applied to the rest of the American people. That's why I filed legislation with countless other conservative colleagues like Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan and Todd Rokita, calling for a second special counsel to look into the Clinton Foundation and Uranium One, because, I mean, we can't have Mueller investigate. He should have raised an objection. We can't have Rosenstein investigate, because we've already seen the extent to which he's tied up in a lot of these facts, and Jeff Sessions has recused himself. So the only way this doesn't become the next Benghazi, where we stir up a bunch of facts but then let the Clintons off the hook, is to appoint a special counsel, and we need our attorney general to do that.
Well, there you go. Saying what everybody is thinking. Why isn't Hillary Clinton's ass in jail? Why hasn't Hillary Clinton been hauled in front of a grand jury? Why hasn't, here you go. And this is why Chuck Grassley is so smart. Because he realizes that Christopher Steele is the one that needs to talk right now. What communication did Christopher Steele have with any of the following individuals? Hillary Clinton, Sidney Blumenthal, Barack Obama, before he wrote the fake dossier. Who were Christopher Steele's sources in Russia that he used to make up the fake dossier? Did those sources even exist? We're just going about what they're saying. This is their story. Steele's got five sources, one of them domestically, at least three in Russia that were working for the Russian government. Who were they? And how is it that we live in a time that is not the Twilight Zone, but is reality? If you understand this, you understand everything. Why did they say Trump colluded with Russia? Because they colluded with Russia. Why do they say Trump is some sort of pervert that abuses people? Because they're perverts that abuse people. Why do they say that Donald Trump is a racist? Because they're racists. And I've got stacks of news proving all of that. Notice how they still have nothing to prove Donald Trump is any of the accusations they make against him. Zero. This is just one day's worth of news where I prove everything about them that they accuse Trump of being. But so what do? They collude with the Russians to influence the 2016 election. How do it? They pay Christopher Steele to make up a story about Donald Trump. He sources and cites at least three Russians that work for the Russian government to do that for that information. So what do you call that? Do you call that Hillary Clinton colluding with foreign intelligence assets, including Russian foreign intelligence assets, to influence the 2016 election? And then what do you call it when it's well known that's what went down, and then the FISA court, with the FBI and the DOJ's signature, uses that fake document to spy on American citizens? You know what you call that? Treason. Hangable.
Live from from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
So here we are, and we will be joined by Alex Jones at noon here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. You know, Rob Reiner is a bit of a nutcase. He also likes to eat a lot of nuts and pretty much anything you put in front of him. But he is actually kind of telling the truth about something. He's a little confused about the issues, as liberals are right now. And we just say liberals. These people aren't actually liberals. They're brainwashed minions. But he's talking about the Civil War, how they're actually fighting the Civil War against Trump. So he's kind of right. There is a bit of a Civil War right now, but the bad guys are the people that are against Trump. That's the establishment. That's the globalists. That's the anti-Americans. Those are the racists. Those are the eugenicists. Those are the fake news media. And that's who Rob Reiner has teamed up with here. So they're admitting, like, yeah, Trump is our enemy. We're trying to take him out. We're trying to ignite civil war. We're trying to take down the Republicans, the conservatives, you know, fight them in the streets, fight them in Congress, fight them everywhere, kill Trump. It's all good. This is our civil war. So here's Rob Reiner, fresh off the buffet, saying, we are fighting our last battle of the Civil War.
But then he gets into office, and there are good people on both sides in Charlottesville, and there are people coming from countries, and it goes on, and you see the
What's going
people
on with
that
Rob
he
Reiner?
Hires that are in his administration, and we see that this now becomes the last battle of the Civil War.
Can Rob make it?
And we're fighting it right now. And we're going to win.
Oh.
We're going to win. But we thought we were on this glide path. We've been dragged back, and we're going to win. Because if we
Once he butters
win,
himself out of that limo, he's going to win.
What this country started as, which is we are all
there he goes.
One. We are all created equal. That promise will not be realized.
Wonderful.
Unless we can overcome what has happened in this last election. And I know
oh,
we
it's
will.
Been terrible. Oh, what's happened in this last election? Look at the economy. Look at the jobs growth. Look at the, it's so bad. I mean, I've got a story today that illegal border crossings are down. I mean, who would want that? Why? Why are illegal border crossings down? This is terrible. Why is manufacturing coming back to America? I thought America was going to be crushed. I thought those racists were going to die. Now they get jobs back. Unemployment's down. Welfare's down. Do something about it, Rob. Start a civil war, Rob. Start a civil war, Rob. Help me defeat America. I can't stand it. I can't stand these repatriation fees from Apple and all these companies, billions of dollars. It's just horrible. People chanting USA on the Hill of Congress during the State of the Union, people would dare chant USA. Don't they know how offensive that is? Oh. Once Rob Reiner finishes up at the buffet and butters himself out of his limo, he's going to lead us. He's going to lead us to victory in the Civil War. Rob Reiner. He's the one. Yes. Rob Reiner. No, maybe it's not Rob Reiner. Maybe it's psycho Keith Olbermann. No, it's not Keith Olbermann. He quit. Maybe it's psycho Joe Scarborough. Nope, it's not him. Maybe it's Lena Dunham. Is it Lena Dunham? No, it's not Lena Dunham. Maybe it's Stephen Colbert. No, it's not Stephen Colbert. No, it's none of those people. No, none of those people are leaders of a movement. None of those people are leaders of a revolution. No, they're leaders of soul-sucked, brainwashed minions. You know who is leading a revolution, though? President Donald Trump. And you'll notice how different things are today. Unless you're asleep. Nobody used to monitor the stock market, at least on a wide national scale like they do today. It used to be Fox Business was the only thing that would monitor the stock market all day long. Now Fox News does it too. That's different. That's new. That's people paying attention to the economy, people paying attention to the stock market, not because they're interested because they have financial interest, but because they want to know about America. They want to know about America's regrowth. They want to know about the boom that's happening in America right now. They're curious. They're looking at the results. They're seeing what Trump has created. They're seeing it in its infancy, and they're saying, okay, he's pulling all these regulations. He's changing foreign policy. He's ending political correctness. He's fulfilling his promises. That's unheard of as far as the president is concerned, fulfilling promises from the campaign. I mean, how often do you have that happen other than never? So they're kind of watching and they're curious. All right, what's going on here? All right, manufacturing coming back, welfare going down, food stamps usage going down, repatriation fees. We get tax cuts. People are getting bonuses. Wages are going up, not because somebody wrote a law, but because we cut the taxes. And Trump is making deals with these companies. And he's calling them and he's on the phone all day, all night, making deals, cutting deals, getting manufacturing back, cutting taxes. And then Rob Reiner and Stephen Colbert and the rest of this anti-American, low-life, libtard filth is going to tell you you're having a civil war, a revolutionary war against yourself. In no other world other than the Twilight Zone can you convince a group of people that they are fighting a war for the good against their own self-interest, except here in America. You want to fight the Civil War? Destroy America. But I'm an American. Well, you're a racist. And that's their logic. And that's what you get from the entertainment industry in Hollywood. That's what you get from the liberal higher education system at the universities. That's what you get when you're dumbed down by all the chemicals in the water and the food, and then you can't even think for yourself. And then you believe someone like Stephen Colbert, who came out with a new cartoon. We'll be playing that later. But check out this study. Study finds, releases this study, astonishing number of viruses float down on us from the sky. The study carried out by researchers in the U.S., Canada, and Spain is the first of its kind to confirm viruses are being swept up into the free troposphere and below the stratosphere. And then they are coming down in tiny particles on top of our heads, essentially, raining down on us. Now, I'm telling you this because at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got air filters. Now, you've probably heard about this deadly flu virus that's going around, which is not actually the flu. It's some superbug. They don't even know what it is. People are having to have amputated legs over it. People are dying because of it. Young people are dying because of it. Well, you need an air filter, folks. You need to filter your air. You've got all of these airborne bacteria, all of these airborne viruses. Now you've got this new study saying that they're literally falling on us from the sky. Why would you not be filtering your air in your home? Why would you not have an air filter in your house? Guys, pull up the InfoWars store right now. We've got the Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh my gosh, I'm terrible. It's out of stock. Wow. Look at this though. 4.9 star, almost 500 reviews. So now you got to get on the waiting list. But folks, you need to get this. This is why it's sold out, because it's so good, it's so effective, and people realize they need to start filtering their air because everybody's getting sick. So go to InfoWars.com. Since we're out of that, get on the waiting list. Get the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the drink mix for every morning. It's got plenty of vitamin C in there. It's a good way to build your immune system to fight these diseases. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Here's some headlines for you. Attempted illegal entries on Mexican border drop in January. Well, that's good news. They've kind of gone up and down, but overall, they've definitely dropped since Trump was elected. That's what we elected him for. That's what we have a country for. That's what we have borders for. And then Mad Dog Mattis says immigrant service members won't face deportation. You know, I'm really getting irritated about this. This statement is inherently factual. You shouldn't have to make this statement. You shouldn't have to say that immigrant service members won't face deportation. Why are we losing the intellectual battle of lexicon and vernacular with these people? We should be crushing them on this front. Immigrant service members won't face deportation. Immigrants won't face deportation. Why do we refuse to address this as it should be? Why do we conservatives, why do we, whatever you want to clarify us as, Trumpists, righties, whatever, I don't care. Why do we not get this battle? Why do we not dominate this battle? Illegal immigrants. So is Mattis saying illegal immigrant service members won't face deportation? Because immigrant service members should have never faced deportation to begin with. If you're an immigrant, you followed the law and you are a citizen here. I'm just really not understanding this. What are you guys showing me here? The crew has pulled something up here. Legal immigration versus illegal immigration. This is a book. Good. This is a book intended for grade 6 to 8. No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, this is so common. This is such common sense. Like, why do we lose this battle? Legal immigration versus illegal immigration. You don't even need a textbook. So why does Defense Secretary Mattis say immigrant service members won't face deportation? That's a given. That should be a given. Why are we losing this battle? Because Democrats are lying. Because fake liberals, libtards, are lying to you. They're telling you Trump wants to deport immigrants. That is a lie. It's not immigrants. It's illegal immigrants. And when Mattis and others make comments like this, this gives them a victory. We cannot give them victory. Immigrants will not be deported. U.S. citizens do not get deported. If you follow the law and came here legally and are an immigrant, nobody wants to deport you. Nobody's anti-immigrant. We're pro-immigrant. We're anti-illegal immigration. Please, conservatives, everyone in right-wing media, whatever you want to call it, Trump supporters, we need to stop losing this battle of vernacular. Do not let Democrats win this battle of lexicon and just group illegal immigrants and immigrants together in the same class. They are not. That is anti-immigrant. To put illegal immigrants in the same class of people as immigrants is anti-immigrant. That's the Democrats. So that's how we need to approach this in the future. Meanwhile, you know, Nancy Pelosi, nobody knows how she did it. But miracles happen, folks. And Nancy Pelosi went 8 straight hours on the floor. A 1 minute, Maxine Waters gave her 1 minute. Maxine Waters, she's like, oh, it was the best 1 minute ever that I could have given to Nancy Pelosi. So then Nancy Pelosi goes on for 8 hours. I mean, you can only imagine the gold in there. Here's some of it. Nancy Pelosi, first, she's going to show how racist she is. And then she just has vomit at the mouth at the end of this. She can't even make sense. So here's Nancy Pelosi, part of one of the great memories from her 8 hour speech.
I'm reminded of my own grandson. He's
Is he a dreamer?
Irish, English, whatever, and Italian American. He's the mix.
All right, pause it right there. Let me explain. This is actually key. Because Nancy Pelosi is actually pretty smart. I'll give her credit. She is smart when it comes to this. She still has a little brain function when it comes to this. What does she mean there? She's actually saying white. My grandson is white. But she won't say it because they've already been outed as anti-white racists. So they know not to say white anymore. So they say, he's a mix of Irish, Italian. No, he's white. That's what she's saying. My grandson is white. So just understand, she's just using all of this language to confuse you and disorient you. What she's saying is, my grandson is white. Now, finish this clip.
The other side of the family, shall we say. He
looks white. Here, pause it. That's what she's saying. She's saying, because she's Italian, and apparently she's not a fan of her own heritage, where they've ended Columbus Day in San Francisco and California, the Italians over there. So, but she's saying he's Irish, he's English, he's got a little Italian, but he looks white. He's a whitey. He's a white boy. Okay. Again, so she won't say it. That's what she's saying, though. It's key to understand. She's saying my grandson is white. All right. Now she can finish.
Sixth birthday. He had a very close friend whose name is Antonio, who's from Guatemala, and he has beautiful tan skin, beautiful brown eyes, and the rest.
A little creepy.
And this was such a proud day for me, because when My grandson blew out the candles on his cake. They said, did you make a wish? And he said, yes, I made a wish. He said, well, what is your wish? He said, I wish I had brown skin and brown eyes like Antonio.
Pause it right there. Now, why is she so proud of this? What is she saying here? Did she train her grandchild to be a racist against his own white skin? Imagine that that is, what's the Mad Hatter? Barbara Jackson Lee or something? What's the Mad Hatter's name, guys? Frederica Jackson Lee or something? You know who I'm talking about. Sheila Jackson Lee. Thank you. Imagine Sheila Jackson Lee giving the same speech saying, my grandchild, who's, you know, African American, and he was at his fourth birthday, and his white friend was, or his English Italian Irish friend was at the party, and his beautiful white skin and blue eyes, and my grandson made a wish, and I said, what did you wish for? And my grandson said, oh, I wish I had beautiful white skin like my friend Peter. Now, can you imagine? First of all, that would never happen. But can you imagine if that was the optics and the situation here? So here's Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, look at this. It's all about being beautiful with your brown skin and regretting that you're white and wishing that you weren't white and wishing that you were tan. What is wrong with this woman? Indoctrinated. Can you imagine how messed up these kids' minds are when they get to college? They've been told their whole life that white is bad, they're bad, America's bad. No wonder they say death to America in the streets. No wonder they're protesting against the growth of America. No wonder they hate President Trump. They've been lied to and tricked and indoctrinated their whole lives into hating themselves. Finish with Pelosi.
So beautiful.
No, oh, it's beautiful. So beautiful, isn't it?
The beauty is in the mix.
Now listen to how she just vomits at the mouth here at the end.
Is all American, and that
all American
has many versions.
Mm.
Cock long skull.
What?
None of my friends from my hometown know. He said, my parents raised me to be gritty, never to complain or take offense. I didn't want to have a victim mentality.
Okay, all right, you get it. After that, she really struggled. I think her dentures may have fallen out or something. She needed to get the, get the old dentures fixed. But now here's Chris Matthews. Listen to Chris Matthews on MSNBC. Listen to his response to this.
Let me talk to you. I will reserve.
Oh, tell me, Chris.
Picking out somebody from one of the coasts, usually ethnic, and making
ethnic.
Them the poster person of the Democratic Party is old business for the Republicans. They did it with...
We're making her the poster of the Democrat Party.
The Bronx back in the 40s, they did it with Bella Abzug from West Side of New York City. They did it after Tip O'Neill, they did it after Teddy. Now they're doing it after Teddy Kennedy. Now they do it after Nancy Pelosi. They love to get an ethnic sort of person from one of the coasts and make them the bad person.
That didn't make sense. So now Nancy Pelosi is considered an ethnic person from the coast, and that is our target, to target ethnic people from the coast. And we made Nancy Pelosi a poster child for the Democrats. No, you did that. And Nancy Pelosi just admitted in her own speech she hates her own white skin. Oh, but leave it to Chris Matthews and MSNBC to tell you the opposite of the truth. That's what they're the best at.
From the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, we are in a civil war. A civil war of humanity, of truth, versus lies, of real information versus misinformation. And you are at the tip of the spear right here on The Alex Jones Show and Infowars.com. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. We will be joined by Alex coming up here shortly. And folks, you make everything possible at InfowarsStore.com. Why Infowars is so rare and why we can come on here and be the cutting edge and go with the stories that others are afraid to go with and not have people behind us telling us what we can and can't cover is because we're funded by you, not other interests out there like big pharmaceutical companies or big banks or other people where other media gets their funding. We get our funding directly from you. And we make it easy on you because we sell you great products. We don't just ask for a handout. We give you a great product, and that's how we ask you to support us. So right now, you must take advantage of Cellforce at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 53% off. It's over 50% off. It's 53% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is a powerful product. We can actually make some scientific claims about this that you can find on the website. But it helps with the aging process. It helps with your telomeres. You're starting to hear more and learn more about telomeres. This is the product to help that process. And it's 53% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me read some of these reviews, 5-star reviews. Yeah, you know, they want to try to insult our products, but what are you going to do when everybody that tries it goes and leaves a review and it's always 5-star? So here's a 5-star review for Cellforce. Wow, wow, and wow. Thank you, InfoWars. I've been taking this product all week. I am feeling better than I have in years. I am up early. I think clearly, and my body just feels energized. I studied these ingredients, and this formula is by far a total winner. I love many of InfoWars products, but this is going to be my staple from now on. That is from Mike in Florida. Glad that you enjoyed it, Mike. Let's go to this review from Vincent in Houston. Start running again. I have not run in a while, about a year. After taking this product, my cardio system feels like I haven't stopped training, and running feels like a breeze. This product is truly amazing. You will feel and notice tremendous difference in your life after a week or two of constant use, just like Alex said it would. Let's go to one more review here from Molly in Arkansas. Never knew what I was missing. I take Red Pill, Myco ZX, and Floralife, some of our other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Never knew how much better I could feel. Usually feel bloated, but not now. We'll be trying more of your products. Thanks for telling the truth and letting us know how far down the rabbit hole we were for the last 30 years. InfoWars, 30 years from now's news today at InfoWars.com. Cellforce at InfoWarsStore.com, 53% off. Take advantage of that special. Check out the reviews. Check out the science behind it. Check out the ingredients, and you will know why it's so highly rated and how we're able to fund ourselves with these great products. And part of what we do here at InfoWars to be active and engaged and get our audience active and engaged, which we have the most active and engaged audience out there, which you can see in proof when we have challenges like the Bill Clinton is a rapist challenge, CNN is fake news challenge, and then we get this huge support, this huge draw of people interested in it. And right now we've got the Patriot Challenge. So this actually, to my surprise, has not gotten as much attention. There's my first Patriot Challenge. I was reading from the Nunes memo on the steps of the State Capitol building in Austin. I was trying to alert the people that there's been treason at the highest levels of government. So that was part of my Patriot Challenge. I then handed out 50 Nunes memos on the State Capitol. So that was just my Patriot Challenge. But I've gotten some of these back. I've been put in charge of monitoring this, which means that I guess I can't give the top prize to myself of $10,000, even though right now, I have to say, none of the Info Warriors have beaten my Patriot Challenge. So I'm laying down the gauntlet for the Patriot Challenge. $10,000 first prize, $5,000 second prize, $3,000 or $1,000 third prize. Folks, this is all about letting your fellow Americans know that you're a patriot and that you're proud to be a patriot. And it's the whole reason why I wanted to do this, A, was because I think it's time for we the people to start calling out this treason at the highest levels of government from the top of the mountain. I mean, we have to force this home. We've caught them red-handed, just like Trump said. But this is about patriots and Americans no longer being afraid to share their opinion, no longer being afraid to say, I love America, no longer being afraid to stand up in front of their family and friends on the steps of a Capitol building, whatever it is, and say, I love America, I'm a proud patriot, and I'm going to stand up for this country. I'm going to stand up for veterans. I'm going to stand up for the anthem. I'm going to be proud of my flag. I'm going to be proud of my heritage. That's what this is about. No longer being intimidated by the violent left, no longer being intimidated by the radical left into suppressing your conservative views, suppressing your pro-American views, suppressing your support of Trump. That's what this is about. It's about taking the culture back. Oh, they're allowed to do a a mannequin challenge and that goes viral all over, you know, professional sports teams. You can do an ice bucket challenge and all the celebrities want to do the ice bucket challenge. Hell, you can even do a Tide Pod challenge. You can eat laundry detergent and it goes viral. Well, why can't we have a Patriot challenge go viral? Why can't the Patriot challenge go massively viral? So that's what Alex Jones wants to do. That's why he laid out the prize. And that's why I went on the streets of Austin, Texas and laid down the gauntlet. So folks, hey guys, pull up the rules page if you can at Infowars.com here. We've got a rule page. If you're interested in this, there's a rules page at Infowars.com breaking down the rules. Basically, you have to send your link to your submission, whatever it is, a video of you doing something, a video of you singing, whatever it is, be creative. Some people have submitted poems. Some people have submitted art. Those are probably be tougher to win. I think since I'm judging this, I'll tell you what I'm looking for. People who are willing to go out in public and make a statement in front of people saying, I love America, or go out in public and draw attention to the fact that we have treason at the highest levels of our government under the Obama administration. In fact, even probably in the office of president. But yes, at the FBI, yes, at the DOJ. So there's the rules, Patriot Challenge rules. You must email your entry to contest at Infowars.com with hashtag Patriot Challenge or Patriot Challenge in the subject line. You email it to contest at Infowars.com with Patriot Challenge in the subject line. You have to mention Infowars Patriot Challenge in your entry, or if it's art or whatever, have hashtag Patriot Challenge and Infowars logo or bug. And then once you do that, I will review it. I've got about 20 or 30 of them so far, and I've only got three right now that I've even deemed worthy of being looked at for any awards, any of the cash prizes. So that means this is wide open, folks. The Patriot Challenge is wide open for your entry. So I'm telling you, here's what I'm looking for. I really want people to go out on the streets and try to alert their fellow Americans to treason at the highest levels of government. Because that's the most powerful video you can get. And that's what we want. But if you want to do something else, like sing the national anthem, you know, read a poem at school, whatever it is, get creative. Think about it for yourself. Again, what I did for my first one was I just went to the steps of the Capitol building and with my bullhorn and was talking about treason at the highest levels of government. The next day I went out and I handed out 50 Nunes memos. So again, get creative. What compels you? Go decorate a war memorial. Talk about how important it is that we have people that are willing to put their lives on the line just for the ideals of freedom in this country. So that is the hashtag Patriot Challenge. We want it to go viral. We want people to be proud to be Americans. No longer should we, the people, be oppressed and feel that our views are suppressed because of the threat of violence. And that's what the radical left has done. They've used the threat of violence. They've used their liberal media complex, their Democrat media complex, to suppress our views and intimidate us out of our views. Well, I'm done with it. I'm not going to be intimidated because you got a bunch of foaming at the mouth, fake liberals, minions of the Democrat Party like this goon that want me to shut up and all their brainwashed zombies in the streets. No, I'm done being intimidated by these people. I'm done being attacked by these people. I'm a good person. We are good people and we love our country and we want a future. Why do we have to shut up? Why do we have to stand down? So that's what the Patriot Challenge is all about. Standing up, not standing down, standing in the face of the violent left, standing in the face of the radical left, standing in the face of the Democrat media complex that wants to shut us down and intimidate us out of free speech. So that's the Patriot Challenge. Submit your entry to contest at Infowars.com. Right now it's wide open, folks. This contest lasts till the end of February. The end of February is as long as you have. So when we come back, it's the Alex Jones Show, and I'm going to be joined by Alex Jones himself. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. We were the resistance first. We were the resistance before the liberal Democrat media complex told you it was cool. We were the resistance when we found out that there was a shadow government, a secret society, if you will, of globalists, an international consortium of power brokers that wanted to bring America to its knees and eventually bring in a world government. But they knew that they could never have their world government if America existed. They knew they could never have their world government if the Star Spangled Banner, if Old Glory wasn't still waving over the land of the free and the home of the brave. So now that we have Trump, who's done more for America, its culture, its borders, its economy, than any other president, perhaps any other person in decades, and they hate him for it. Why? Because what they've done is they've used their media to deceive the public. Now, you can find examples of this, obviously, on the CNNs and the MSNBCs. That's a given. But their ultimate tool, their ultimate weapon is Hollywood and the entertainment industry and these late night talk shows where people tune in. And whenever you're watching, it's like this. You have to understand the psychology. Whenever you're watching something that's a comedy, you tend to be more vulnerable, more open. You're not as critically thinking. You're loose. You're freewheeling. And so they use comedy when you're vulnerable, when your mind is vulnerable like that, to inject their propaganda into you. And Stephen Colbert is the perfect example. So now Colbert is about to launch some new cartoon called Our Cartoon President. Here is a clip of Colbert plugging that on a CBS talk show.
I'm just saying, I'd love to spend more time with the kids. Plus, the military pretty much runs the government now. I mean, they don't even let me come to meetings anymore.
You are a figurehead, so you must wave to the sick and dying.
I guess you're right. The people need my folksy, relatable presence.
Sir, the advance team has Purell'd the victims and moved the 8s and 9s to the front.
No 10s? Why did I even want this job? Oh, yeah, Obama made fun of me once.
So every night you get a chance to talk about.
So now they go to Colbert. There was a little clip from the cartoon. Now they go to Tuck Buffer.
Because there's still more to say.
Stephen Colbert, the Alex Jones wannabe.
That happen when the camera isn't pointed at him. There's everything that we hear about happening in the White House, but we never get to see. And we're so honored here. You know,
oh, yeah, because Obama was so transparent.
Allowed in our cartoon cameras. It's really.
See, here he is. You pause right there. So that's what he's saying. He's like, well, I'm just trying to give the people a look at what goes on behind the closed doors here. That's what my cartoon is about. Oh, yeah, yeah. Trump ran for president because Obama insulted him once. Yeah, yeah. Trump wants to, I don't know what the reference there is, but he's cleaning up some victims, let's say, from Puerto Rico, and he's having the general bring the good-looking women to him. I mean, give me a break. But that's why they use comedy, because they know when you're watching comedy, your mind is more vulnerable. The psychology of that is that your mind is more vulnerable. You're more open to ridiculous ideas. Look at the Mitch McConnell turkey neck. That's actually pretty funny. I mean, if I knew this wasn't propaganda, or if I didn't know this was propaganda, I guess maybe it could be funny. But it's total propaganda. They're going to use this cartoon because the average person doesn't follow Trump, doesn't follow the news, doesn't have a clue, but they'll watch this cartoon, and with their open, vulnerable state of mind while watching a comedy, they'll get that propaganda shoved in their face, and they'll just accept it. And then watch what'll happen. They'll have some talking point in that show, like Trump only ran because Obama insulted him. Then I'll go out on the streets and say, why don't you like Trump? And they'll be like, he only ran because Obama insulted him. You watch. That will happen.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So much to get to. You know, it's like a whirlwind of news today. And you just have to bear down and focus and say, this is what I'm going with. So this is what we're doing with this segment. before we're joined by Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. Trump suggests perhaps having a military parade. And the media freaks out and the Democrats freak out. And this can remind you of a moment we had earlier where Trump said that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And what happened? The media and the Democrats freaked out. But what's strange about that is that Bill Clinton, George Bush, and President Obama all said the same thing. None of them followed through on that because they're frauds. And also the media didn't freak out when they said it. Maybe that's because they knew they were frauds and they knew Trump was for real. And that's why they freak out when Trump says and does things, because they know he's real. But of course, that's what it is. But now it's the military parade. So Trump calls for a military parade. And folks, this is twisted left and right in five ways to Sunday. Let me tell you, the mental gymnastics that a modern day leftist has to do to present this argument, this anti-military parade, is really shocking. And I'm going to break this down for you. But you heard it on the Jones Show yesterday. Arn Mancioni, Macaroni, whatever his name is, saying he's going to lay down in front of the tanks. He's got 50 people that are going to lay down in front of the tanks, signaling Tiananmen Square, where the oppressive dictatorship of Mao Zedong and the Chinese communist regime was actually oppressing people. That was a symbol of courage to step in front of it to say, no, you're not going to oppress the people anymore. But then Trump wants to do it to celebrate the military, celebrate the return of America, and give our veterans, give our soldiers, give our troops a moment in the spotlight to be lifted up and cheered for because they don't get it enough. You know, it's all about the athletes and the Kardashians and the stars. They're the idols. Well, no, how about brave men and women that put their lives on the line for something bigger than them? Those are the real stars. Those are the real heroes. But the left hates them. And that's why they hate the concept of a military parade. So, but just to remind you about how fake the liberal media really is, just to remind you how fake their hatred of Trump really is, here's Chuck Schumer from 2014 calling for a military parade. Where was the media?
After all, these men risked their lives to protect us. They experienced terrible trauma and tragedy along the way.
Senator Charles Schumer is appealing to the Department of Defense for approval of a grand event up the Canyon of Heroes that would include military brass, color guards, military bands, and flyovers. It's still in the planning stages, but DOD officials say it's certainly
not unprecedented. Look at that ticker tape parade. You know what? I hope Trump does it. And I hope that I get the honor to go cover it for InfoWars. That would be awesome. But let's recall where these people stand. These people hate America. These people hate capitalism. They like communism. But now there's this weird thing where they're comparing Trump in a negative light to communist regimes like North Korea and the former Soviet Union. And they're saying, look at this Trump. He wants to have a military parade a la North Korea, a la Mao Zedong. It's like, wait a second. Are you dissing communism now? Because a minute ago, you liked communism. Now you don't like communism. Oh, that's right. It's whatever is anti-Trump. That's all it is. They don't actually have a solid state of beliefs. They don't actually have principles. They're liquid. They wait and see where Trump stands on an issue, and then they go opposite that. Trump says, let's cure cancer. They say, let's all die of cancer. Trump says, let's have a strong border. They say, I want open borders. Every other president says Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Silence. Trump says Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Everyone freaks out. Chuck Schumer says, let's have a military parade. No big deal. Trump says, let's have a military parade. It's the worst thing in the world. Now, here's the Occupy Democrats. And it only gets weirder from here. Are these people pro-communism, anti-communism? They don't know. It's whatever's anti-Trump. Oh, yeah, they really hate the concept of a military parade.
Donald Trump wants to go full Kim Jong-un with an over-the-top military parade.
Full Kim Jong-un.
I'm Jesse Dolemore with the Occupy Democrats Report.
Now, let me just pause it right here real quick. One thing that we don't like to do here at InfoWars is punch down. This is probably me like having to shrink myself down to about an inch tall to even punch down at this nitwit. But again, I just want to expose to you how their double think and mental gymnastics actually work. How does he start it? He's going full Kim Jong-un. Dude, last month you were on Kim Jong-un's side when Trump tweeted about a nuclear button. These people don't even know and they don't even understand. See, they have the memory of a goldfish. So they say something and they don't, they just forget it. It's like it never happened. We remember what you said last month, dude. You were actually on North Korea's side against Trump. Now you're saying Trump's going for full North Korea as if it's a bad thing. Let's go back to this midget. Mental midget.
In a
mental
step
midget.
To fulfill the fantasy in his mind that he is an authoritarian thug, just like Kim Jong-un
right there.
And his.
I wish Trump was an authoritarian because you'd be arrested and thrown in prison. That's what these people don't understand. If Trump was an authoritarian, where do you think all of these detractors would be right now? Gitmo. You're lucky he's not an authoritarian, you nitwit.
Is Russian overlord Vladimir Putin.
Russian
Donald
overlord.
Trump has ordered the Pentagon to put on a grand military parade in the streets of Washington, D.C.
Pause it right there. A grand military parade. A grand military parade. Well, is our military not grand? Are our service members not grand? Are the veterans not grand? Are the troops, the Marines, these people that put it on the line, are they not venerable? Oh, it's a grand. He says, oh, it's a grand. Yeah, it is pretty grand. Yeah, I happen to think that people that serve this country and put their lives on the line, I think they're pretty grand. Yeah. Yeah, and maybe Trump does too. And you want to make a joke of it. You want to make a mockery of it. Go back to this clown.
Waste millions of dollars and serve to the benefit of
waste
nothing.
Millions of dollars. Pause right there.
No.
Waste millions of dollars. How much money has Robert Mueller spent, probably to the tune of over $20 million, investigating Donald Trump's Russian collusion that never existed? They knew it never existed. It was made up from the beginning. He has no problem with that, though. $20 million, $40 million, $100 million. Spend whatever it takes to bury Trump in fake news. But celebrating our military, you know, God forbid. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles just had a Super Bowl parade. That probably cost a lot of money. You know, the night they won the Super Bowl, people were rioting in the streets, burning things, flipping cars, destroying property, eating horse turds. That's a real story. That's cool. That's fine. But celebrate the military, lift up the troops and the veterans. Well, that's just some grand. Oh, that's just some. He's just trying to be grandiose. No, it's not that the military is grand. It's that Trump just wants to make a big deal of it, right? Why can't we celebrate the military? Why do these people hate America so much? Go back to this clown.
One. Except, of course, Donald Trump and his fragile self-worth. Military
oh, he's so
like
fragile. Yeah.
On
he's so fragile. He's been able to endure your attacks for over 2 years now.
And size of our military capabilities. I mentioned size because ultimately that's what little Donnie is trying to measure here. The problem lies in the fact that this is completely unnecessary. There is no mistake or debate about the issues related to the sheer power and strength of our military might.
Hey, let's not, pause it right there. Let's not forget, hey guys, pull it up. Yesterday, the Washington Post ran a story saying if Trump had a military parade, it wouldn't compare to North Korea's. I'm dead serious. Pull up this story, guys. I mean, you can't believe this stuff. Again, this is what I'm telling you. Sometimes they're on North Korea's side. It's like, are you for North Korea? Are you for communism? Or are you against it? You don't even know. You don't even know. It's always whatever is against Trump. It's always whatever makes Trump look bad. You don't have any beliefs. You don't have any principles. You have nothing. The Democrats have nothing. That's why they can't win anything. There's the Washington Post. Why Trump's military parade could not compare to North Korea's. All right, let's finish it off with this goon.
More on defense than the next several nations combined. In fact,
oh, would that mean our military's grand?
For the research and development of new weapons and equipment is almost $65 billion, which, for the record, is more.
All right,
money
so for the record, get him off, get him out, put him back in the hole he came from. So for the record, the Democrats hate America. The Democrats hate the military. The Democrats hate the veterans. They don't want them to get the proper care at the VA. The Democrats just hate you. They don't want you to have a country. They don't want you to have a strong military. They don't want you to have a border. They don't want you to even exist.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And Alex Jones has joined me in studio here in Austin, Texas, the InfoWars world headquarters, tomorrow's news today. And what we thought and what we reported has now been confirmed, Alex. They are trying to shut down InfoWars from getting to President Trump. They're trying to shut down media outlets from getting to President Trump. They want to control him in the White House. And it's now being talked about on all different fronts of conservative media.
And that's the two issues that I wanted to pop in while you were hosting them today and doing a great job, by the way, while I was doing kind of a workcation, taking off from the radio / TV transmission to get some other important irons in the fire completed. A bunch of the different TV satellites were connecting to in the next couple of weeks, and a big push to roll out on UHF, VHF, and cable stations around the country to counter the massive censorship we've dealt with online. Because we've always been on talk radio, but also online, and then dominated online because it was an open free market. But now they're coming in, and that's the reason I wanted to pop in was, A, the whole climate of violence being pushed by the left as censorship on the ground and intimidation, classic racketeering, classic political oppression like you saw in Tiananmen Square in 1989 with the tanks coming in to crush the students having a pro-free speech rally.
Yeah, they're the tanks.
The left is the tanks today. They're Tiananmen Squaring us, libertarians, conservatives, when they attack us, spit on us, try to get our events canceled, try to kick us off YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. That's all hardcore super oppression. But then they're the ones that are going to lay in front of the tanks if we have a memorial deal parade. So that said, here are the two groups of stories today that come together. And that's the stacks of news here that are on InfoWars.com every day of leftists saying, kill conservatives, kill Trump, kill white people. Journalist calls for professors to drown conservative students and says to his students, go start killing people. Right here, Bette Midler jokes about Rand Paul being violently assaulted. Where's Rand Paul's neighbor when you need him? You have Representative Charlie Dent popping in and saying, how dare you? I mean, no wonder your neighbor attacked you when it broke six ribs and could have killed him. And we already had Scalise shot and all this stuff. And that's a whole nother subject we'll cover in the next segment.
The train wreck, too. Don't forget about the train wreck.
All of it. Rand Paul's right. These deficits are going to kill us. Rand Paul's right that Trump is somebody that understands in a world of total debt. The Chinese, everybody else, are inflating debt-wise to militarily, economically take over. We've been artificially shut down. All we've got to blast out now is bubbles. So Trump is right that if you're going to live in a world of debt, use it, leverage it. Be the biggest at it. That's what a lot of these rich people do. It's what the globalists do. He's actually trying to give America that trick that they've been using for themselves, not for us. I'm not saying it's perfect, but Rand Paul, if he did what he wanted, we go into total depression. And some say, well, that'll teach people not to be so lazy. It's the way to go. Both men are right. It's two different schools. But you do not sit there and, well, how can both be right? Both are right from their perspective in two different mindsets for the world we're in. I think Trump, bottom line, is more strategic and understands what he's doing. And I'm not saying that Paul isn't smart. He's obviously just very idealistic, which I support. We needed that voice to be in there giving a speech saying, hey, we promised to not do this once we became a majority. We ran on this and we're lying. Well, Trump didn't run on that. And Paul points out, he said, no, everybody else is inflating all this debt. Just get used to it and learn how to use it and control it because it's never coming back, basically. There's a total worldwide collapse, and you really want to punch that button today. If he was a globalist, I'd say go ahead and punch it because I want to bring them down. But we're trying to reboot the country in the middle of this emergency. I agree with what the president's doing because we're already so far gone debt-wise. It's already so ridiculous. We should teach people the tricks the globalists have on this whole debt situation to use it against them. But that's a whole other subject next segment. I got to get to this right now because we got Matt Bracken coming up. So you've got all these people saying, yeah, go ahead and attack Rand Paul. Yeah, that's great. Let's too bad he didn't get totally taken out. With all these other statements going on, so that's the intimidation on the street. That's the tanks at Tiananmen Square. That's the bike lock upside your head. That's the guy spitting on you, somebody dumping coffee on me.
AKs out on the streets.
Saying you're not allowed to go to a rally, and the police say, well, that's just how it is. We're a blue city.
SVU running the InfoWars story, and Millie Weaver depicted getting raped by a leftist.
And the jury in the Law & Order show says, well, no, we're going to rape you. You're a conservative. We're allowed to rape you. And the jury lets them go. It's a message. Go out and start raping. So that's who these people are. Now, that mixes into this other big story. dealing with the communications director from the White House being in trouble for reportedly family violence. Maybe true, may not, probably is, who knows. The point is this is the guy, they now admit, and we had the documents before, it's been proven by our sources, quarterbacking the shutdown of InfoWars and Breitbart News and other just alternative news to the president. And I just thought it was interesting that Limbaugh came out and talked about the Cherche in a positive way towards there being competition, because the next story when we come back from break is the CEO of News Corp admits they want to shut down everybody's independent website, everybody's independent web, just like everybody always warned about getting rid of net neutrality. But it's News Corp and others wanting to get together with the newspapers and with Facebook, Twitter, and all the rest of them and making them come and censor us. So that's the perfect storm going. We've got Facebook, Twitter, Google already censoring selectively libertarians, conservatives, and others. But the real move is going to be everybody with the corporations once the precedent's been set. News Corp CEO admits he wants internet censorship so News Corp can make more money. The potential returns for journalism would be far higher. And I always warned of the perfect storm of mainstream media collapsing because of choice, diversity, and competition. And the globalists and the Democrats being rejected and collectivism being rejected. At that critical point, government and the big corporations on the left would come together to screw over the First Amendment and screw everybody. Now, we had real net neutrality before. Obama's new net neutrality was federalizing it and shutting down conservative speech. That was actually in the bill that they had liability protection. The new thing that they're now coming in with is another form of that, but with select corporations controlling it and basically using regulation to force Facebook, Twitter, and others to only feed you their information. So it's like a five armies war here, where they're all battling over who gets control of free speech and then confusing all their constituents when all three plans are evil and are bad and are basically the same thing just by different factions. And then there's Rush Limbaugh and there's Matt Drudge and there's InfoWars. And just it's great how we're not in competition with each other because we understand it is about everybody's free speech. And I want it to be on record. It's Rush Limbaugh and it's Matt Drudge and it's Alex Jones and InfoWars. And we're the ones saying, let leftists have their free speech. Let Drudge have their free speech. Let the Wall Street Journal have it. Let News Corp. Let CNN. Don't shut us down. But notice the perfect storm, particularly by News Corp, is they want InfoWars and Drudge and things blocked. And that's what Rupert Murdoch's trying to push to Trump, but not telling him, oh, sir, we're going to shut conservatives down. No, no, saying, sir, this is really the open free market and confusing him. And he's a smart guy on a lot of things, but he's 71 years old, admits he's not a big tech guy. We got to get those messages, and I know Drudge can and others can, to the president and explain all that. It's key. So when we come back, I'm going to play this clip of Limbaugh talking about how InfoWars is being shut down and blocked to the president, while at the same time Google, Facebook, Twitter are trying to block it, while at the same time Democrats put all these TV shows out where I'm a Nazi, I'm a criminal, or my reporters deserve to get raped. I mean, this is full spectrum attack on InfoWars. You've got to ask yourselves why. That's the key to bringing the whole thing down.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Alex, they're able to get away with all the censorship of us because it happens on a digital platform. So we can't see it. We don't know the algorithms. We just have to report on it as we see it and then take their words and say, look, they're the anti-free speech side.
Well, and let's be clear. We have the Veritas undercover videos. We have lawsuit documents. We have executives at Google that said, listen, we're called into sports stadium areas, amphitheaters that seat thousands, and we all say, you are a golden dragonette. You are an ornate building. It's total cult brainwashing. And that's what this is all about, is getting people to do whatever you say, whenever you want. And then they go out and have the people at Google, Facebook, and Twitter censoring us and just shadow banning and blocking everybody. And then you get the internal documents. It's anything with an American flag is not allowed to be shared. Ha, ha, ha. The dumb idiots don't know. It's secretly banned. I mean, these are quotes and videos. Okay, so this is the Veritas and others. That's why I've been waiting on the lawsuits, is because I've been named in lawsuits against them, and I can join those now. We're in talks with some of the groups. And I've met with the lawyers. I've been to D.C. I've been to Seattle. Going back to D.C. soon, a couple of weeks to work on this, to do the perfect cases, to defend the free speech. We don't care about trying to get money. It's going to be a long, hard battle. But we have been chosen. The shortest straw goes to you. You have pulled the shortest straw. So understand, InfoWars is now what they've chosen to destroy. At least 9 or 10 TV shows a week saying, we are Alex Jones, we are InfoWars, we are their reporters, with characters for our reporters being killed, being raped, being attacked. Juries say in the shows, we're allowed to rape, we're allowed to kill. They go, this is an Alex Jones character. And he says he loves Hitler. And then kills the female president. And then now in the new season of Homeland, he works for the new president that's Trump. I mean, and then people watch this. They watch Showtime. And the show used to be about Islamic terrorists or whatever. Well, that's too politically incorrect. Now it's me. And people go, oh, well, that's only idiots believe that. Well, when they see you on the street and want to kill you. So clearly it's what a lot of experts have said, is it is an attempt to physically intimidate everybody. And then they think, well, Jones is kind of out there. And his info is effective. But if we can discredit that, we can get everybody as the litmus test. And Limbaugh and Matt Drudge and Michael Savage and only a few others get that. Now, when I saw Kelly ban InfoWars and ban everything else, and that was admitted. And we're going to extend Matt Bracken in the next hour. So I have plenty of time. So I want to talk to him as well. When all that happened, when I saw Trump's policies kind of continue on being good mainly, I said, okay, I'm not going to get in a fight about Kelly. I dropped it. But now we learn his chief guy, the head of communications, who reportedly is having to step down for a reported domestic violence or abuse, is the main quarterback that was in there watching and policing, and that's come out in the news. And again, we broke that. Mike Cernovich broke that months ago. And it's been confirmed. I've talked to people in the White House. We have folks that go back and forth and get them information. It's then written into memos. And then they can always find a mainstream source of what I'm covering, because contrary to mainline news, I'm telling the truth. We just give more analysis, and then they get attached to the president. And they know that. They have full teams of people keeping the people Trump hired from being able to give them information. And of course, Trump hears he's not supposed to get InfoWars. Well, then that is really what he wants to go for. So here's the story. Limbaugh, InfoWars articles withheld from Trump by departed White House aide Porter. Here's another one. News Corp CEO admits he wants internet censorship so News Corp can make more money. And it says, it's a dysfunctional online environment. So because it's not profitable from them, because people don't like them, people are tuning out, he wants to make all the big internet platforms not allow any type of alternative news. And I told you this. As soon as they can get me shut down, I've only got like 5 billion, 6 billion views on YouTube. PewDiePie's up to like 20 billion now. He's number one, okay? He's just a funny libertarian guy who doesn't even get political. They started trying to take him over, demonetized him, and said, you work for us now, we'll let you have your $40 million a year, whatever the guy makes. So he's very successful. He bucked them and now is getting more hardcore. See, the attempt to shut him up, the attempt to take him under their control. They don't want anybody that's talented, anybody that has an organic giant audience. Oprah Winfrey never had 20 billion views. See, they don't know what to do. And it's classy that Limbaugh and others understand that if we don't stand up for free speech for everybody, we're all going to lose it. And it's that simple. So here's a clip of Rush Limbaugh. And then we're going to get your take and Matt Bracken's take on what the next attack's going to be, because the deep state's losing and all the things that we're looking at on the radar. Former Navy SEAL, bestselling author, counterterrorism specialist, Matt Bracken coming up in just a moment. Again, Alex Jones, you're just popping in while Owen's hosting today, but so much emergency news while I was here working, I decided to pop in as well. So let's go ahead and go to Rush Limbaugh yesterday.
He's 40 years old. He's been credited with working with the chief of staff to control the flow of information to the president. And what that means, what that means is that Trump gets less Breitbart and less InfoWars and more Politico and more mainstream news. It used to be, apparently, according to what we've been told, the Oval Office door was open and you could walk in with anything you found anywhere on the internet and give it to Trump and he'd take it for what it was and react to it. But the new chief of staff put limits on who was able to get in there. This is one of the reasons Omarosa supposedly left, is because her access was denied.
But again, this is already known. People are like, oh, Limbaugh's talking about it. The issue here is that they only want Democratic sources to the president. That's not really true what Limbaugh said, that the president just takes it at face value. That's not true. He's really knowledgeable about stuff. He checks things. He goes online himself. He gets whole stacks of news. He looks at everything. Okay? And if he's seen one of our articles about 3+ million illegals voting, he knows that's already true, and then turns out it's 7 million when Harvard looks at it. So this whole idea, but the point is, at least they're admitting that we've been targeted. So I want to ask Matt Bracken before we go to break, and he comes back and gets into the latest threats and what he thinks the next shoe to drop is going to be, because he's been accurately predicting it so far and what's happened with Amtrak. He said about a year ago and 6 months ago, look for Amtrak to get hit. Now we've seen record amounts of that with a lot of shadiness. That's all coming up next segment. And then after that, I'll let Owen take back over, doing a fabulous job. But Matt, what do you make of them choosing InfoWars as the case point for destruction? And do people get that if they can do that to us, they're going to do it to everybody?
I think it's a mistake on their part, a kind of a strategic mistake on their part, because of the Streisand effect. You know, the more you say don't look at something, the more people want to look at it. You mentioned it with PewDiePie. I just heard today Rush was talking about it. More than 50% of Americans think that the FBI spied on Trump and won a special counsel. The Washington Post and the rest of American Pravda is freaking out about this because they've been boycotting this news. You know, they've either been, you know, they've been talking about, you know, Trump-Russia collusion for 2 years
almost. But the illegal spying is all public. It's totally confirmed.
Right. And as the more that they try to embargo it, they now sound like Soviet Union Pravda, you know, saying like, do not look at imperialist radio, you know, free Europe. Don't listen to the Voice of America. That just makes people want to sneak up into their attic and listen to it more. When the organs of the state propaganda are saying, be a good comrade, don't listen to subversive InfoWars. Well, the next thing that people tune into is going to be InfoWars, even if they never heard it before. Anything that Big Brother hates must be something that, you know, people should listen to.
And just like in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, they would jam the shortwave and AM transmissions out of Europe into Russia. They would jam it, and they're jamming us today, just high-tech censorship online.
Right. This is why O'Keefe, he calls it American Pravda, James O'Keefe. It's a hydra-headed Pravda. It's not just, you know, one state government, but it might as well be, because they're all working from the same playbook. I have a new meme that I made called the Izzy for Michael Isikoff. He obviously cooperated with the FBI, with Steele, to be the parallel course to get this into the mainstream media. The fact that this dossier, the false information was out there, we now have fake Pravda Soviet-style media working hand in glove, you know, with the corrupt seventh floor of the FBI.
That's right. Let's come back and talk about how the globals are going to strike back next with Matt Bracken, with Owen Schroyer.
We're all living in America. America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America.
Live, ladies and gentlemen. Owen Schroyer is co-hosting with me. I'm going to get out of here this segment. Matt Bracken will be on for 15 minutes after that. And then we're going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi popping in with a lot of intel from inside the White House, and also reporting on the latest QAnon developments and so much more. And I hate to make this broadcast about gonzo journalism. That's where you go out and you make the story about yourself. They're making it about the First Amendment. And now they're intensifying their street attacks, their Antifa operations. We're going to get into all this in a moment on what they're planning next. As Matt Bracken said, watch the attacks on the trains. Gosh, probably 20 times the last year and a half here before it started. He says Transformers, look for that. He says this military parade. What do we expect to see next as they up the calls for violence and all the rest of it? But before we go anywhere on that subject, we're coming out with DNA Force Plus. And it's going to have more of the BioPQQ, more of the CoQ10. We're able to get a national deal with one of the top producers. And so it's going to be coming out in the next few months. And it's going to be about 30 to 40% less than original DNA Force, and even stronger. That's how great a deal we made. And, you know, I was going to put this out under the name Cell Force, because I didn't want to step on toes with Group, because he was unable to get as good a deal as we got. And he said, listen, this is so great. You guys just put out DNA Force Plus that we're planning to do under this because it's such a good company, such a good quality. So this is DNA Force Plus for half of what it really should be, 50% off. It's selling out very, very quickly. If you want to experience DNA Force Plus under the name Cell Force, if you want to experience this, get it today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. We also are introducing our newest product, 50% off, out of the gate, so you can try it. Icarin Kidney and Liver Cleanse with documented huge dosages of milk thistle, N-acetylcysteine, and it just goes on and on. And when you purchase it, it supports the broadcast. You and your family deserve these high-quality products. They're so good for you. And we've also have the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, 50% off in-store for limited time. That's carnivore, the great enzyme for helping you absorb fat and protein better and processing it out better. And Floralife, 15 billion live active cultures of the highest quality probiotic. So again, it's at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we're on course to sell out of Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula, very quickly, because people are into turmeric, as you know, for all of its anti-inflammatory and other amazing documented, studied joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammatory support, immune support. This has 95 curcuminoid count, the leading competitor to 3%. They just do a bunch of marketing, even some of the top brands, and give you a dollar of stuff in the bottle. That is insane, okay? I mean, the DNA Force Plus coming out is going to have $35 a bottle in it, a product. I mean, nobody does that. Products we're selling for, you know, $19.95 have $10 a product in them, some of them. Nobody does that. I'm telling you, that's what we set out to do. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And Owen, you jump in any time here while you're co-hosting. Back to you, Matt Bracken. You've always got so much on your radar that is next year's news today with your analysis as a counterterrorism, former counterterrorism specialist and Navy SEAL and best-selling author. What is the current thing on your big radar screen?
Well, the trains are obviously very vulnerable. They're so vulnerable that I don't even want to describe how vulnerable, you know, they are to monkey wrench type attacks. To put two trains on one track is something that, you know, anybody can do, unfortunately. You know, trains were built during a time when society was assumed that people wouldn't want to derail trains. Now we can't make that assumption, and all those tracks are just, you know, laying out there exposed to monkey wrench attack. But the bigger threat, I think, is either another James Hodgkinson. He was the baseball practice shooter. You know, the media 24 hours a day is comparing Trump to Hitler. And, you know, it's the psychology 101 kind of thought experiment. You know, if you know you've got a Hitler, isn't it the moral thing to kill him? You know, from people like Bette Midler.
And the New York Times laying out huge articles about here they are. There's not a lot of security. Here they are.
Right. Or you know, even, for example, Rand Paul's neighbor, there's a level of anger that's being built. The country is sort of splitting apart. You know, this Streisand effect works for us in that the American Pravda can't shut us off, but their fanatics are being whipped to a greater and greater frenzy. Yeah, so very balkanized, like Lebanon. So I would expect to see more James Hodgkinsons. My bigger fear, though, is a false flag attack, specifically a Las Vegas-style sniper attack, but with a better, you know, plan to leave, you know, false clues that it was done by the right wing. This has been seen throughout history. I mean, in the Balkans, we saw in the Bosnia War, we saw, you know, mortar attacks, own goal mortar attacks that were successfully used. We've seen that also with the white helmets in, you know, in Syria. Own goal false flag attacks, knowing that the media will play the false narrative completely straight. And it's effective. I mean, it works. False flags are done because they work.
And now we've got Pelosi and we've got other operatives who are known intelligence operatives of deep state going on MSNBC and saying, you're going to cause a massacre with these memos. You're going to cause a new Oklahoma City. And you've got all these other globalists saying that. They're signaling so they can go, oh, look, see, we told you so.
Well, and the reason why the boycott of the news stories that Matt was talking about earlier is so key is because they put these people in a bubble. And so if Alex Jones or I go up to them and say, hey, did you hear about the memo that actually shows the Obama DOJ and FBI colluding with Hillary Clinton to let her get away with crimes? They say, oh, you're fake news. You just made that up. because of the media boycott, where they don't even tell you Michael Isakov was the guy that spiked the Monica Lewinsky story to protect Hillary and Bill Clinton. It's the same culprit. It's the same guys. Here they are 20 years later.
In the media, in the Justice Department, in the FBI, and the whole deal are the stay-behind networks of the Clinton Crime Network, and it's a very small group of like 100 people that have been doing it since 1993. What do we do, Matt Bracken?
Well, I think that, you know, Watergate style, this is all coming out, only it'll be, you know, 100 times bigger than Watergate. This is the entire FBI, DOJ, top echelon of CIA under Brennan. You know, there's some white hats like Admiral Mike Rogers at NSA that have kept us from completely going down the false narrative. But I think that the deep state traitors, they see that their ship is sinking.
Exactly. You know,
they're kind of on the Titanic, and they want to get on a lifeboat. So I think that the risk is much greater for a massive Oklahoma City style false flag, or I'm not saying that Oklahoma City was necessarily false flag, but there will be either something on a level of an Oklahoma City or a Las Vegas shooting where the literature will be left at the scene. You know, I hate the left kind of literature, for example, against a Women's March or a Black Lives Matter march with, you know, Nazi, KKK, Breitbart, InfoWars, clues left there. But this won't work necessarily because it will split the left further to the left. The right will see it as a bogus story and not believe it at all. So if something like this happens, it just ratchets us that much closer to an out-and-out, you know, civil war, which will be a war like in Argentina in the 70s, you know, with disappearances, bombings, assassinations, kidnappings, secret detention centers. This is the type of thing that we're heading toward.
Well, that's why what you said is... What you just said, Matt Brackett, is our emergency transmission. It's the Paul Revere message that historically, as you just said, if you profile other scenarios like this here and other places, they're going for broke. They've committed so many crimes that they will do anything. If they could get their hands on a tactical nuke, they'd set it off at the Republican retreat. I don't think Trump should be anywhere with the Republican leadership alone, because the Democrats have already said, we want authoritarianism, we want the press shut down, we want everybody arrested, tens of thousands of patriot leaders. They know they've been rejected by America, so they've said they're going all out authoritarian.
And Rob Reiner just called for a civil war.
He said this is the last battle of the civil war.
Yeah.
Well, if you use Comey kind of as a litmus test or a marker, when the attempt to get Hillary elected by leaking, first protecting her against the email scandals, you know, the top secret information scandals, and then creating the false dossier against Trump, once Trump was elected, if they thought that they were, you know, that this the game was over, they would have like started burning their top secret messages.
Oh yeah, no, they totally committed to get him out and to stop us and to have new staged elections. We've got their whole blueprint.
They put it out a new president. So yeah, they are going for broke. And Comey's writing a book where he's unrepentant. They look at it as we're the resistance to Hitler. And if we have to use tricks and subterfuge to get rid of Trump Hitler, all is fair in love and war.
That's right. We're coming back in 70 seconds. I have one more point I want to make about that article we had earlier in the week about Homeland, where the new Homeland, the CIA and FBI, are stay-behind networks fighting Trump to overthrow it. They've even got propaganda.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here with Owen Schroyer and Matt Bracken, one of our counterterrorism experts, who's really accurately predicted much what was coming. Rob Reiner and other top Democrats are now admitting that America is in a civil war. They've had hundreds and hundreds of articles making fun of me in the last few years, saying that they're engineering a civil war, even while behind the scenes, Antifa and others and the big universities are gearing up for this. Then they promote total racial division. They weaponize that. That's in the WikiLeaks as well. And say, if we don't have total open borders under the UN and pay slave reparations, all this other crazy stuff, that, well, we're a racist Nazi nation that must be overthrown. So they're the outside globalist forces using third world populations as pawns to try to break the country down. And it's really amazing. So here's a clip of Mr. Reiner just last night at one of the minority award shows, sitting there invoking all this racial garbage when they're the ones totally by design in their own WikiLeaks trying to create racial division. It's so transparent. He's such a slime bag from that evil, wicked, festering, scrofulous, rotting hole that is Hollywood. Here it is.
But then he gets into office, and there are good people on both sides in Charlottesville, and there are people coming from countries, and it goes on, and you see the people that he hires that are in his administration, and we see that this now becomes the last battle of the Civil War. And we're fighting it right now. And we're going to win. We're going to win. But we thought we were on this glide path. We've been dragged back, and we're going to win. Because if we don't win, the promise of what this country started as, which is we are all one, we are all created equal, that promise will not be realized unless we can overcome what has happened in this last election. And I know we will.
I was reading the article on Infowars.com about this black awards group, and it's come out in the news. You pay for the award. So Rob Reiner, all these leftists are so bizarre and so weird, because there aren't any real black people in their life. They just go to award shows and pay to get an award and then tell everybody else how bad they are. And just like Matt Bracken was just saying earlier, they then script it where we're all the bad guys, we're all the evil people, and they're the angels. It's all Hollywood scripting, and they pay. So the stage and everything is just another part of Edward Bernays' psychological warfare, that they're the good people, we're the bad people, and it's totally sickening. I'm going to have you guys go ahead and take over now, but it is simply incredible to know that they are trying to start a violent revolution, and everybody should be very, very vigilant right now. You guys are coming back in the next segment to get into detail, but what else is coming up, Matt Bracken?
Well, this is a civil war. We just haven't broken out into the open shooting phase yet. But people like Rob Reiner that live behind high walls, you know, in mansions with bodyguards, they think that they're untouchable. If there's a real civil war, I mean, they should be the last people that would want it, because nobody's going to be out of range. Nobody.
Yeah, and I doubt that his personal security is going to want to protect him at that point. They'll be interested in protecting themselves. There's Rob Reiner trying to squeeze out of a limo.
You got to be kidding. It's going to be the opposite. Almost all the security people hate them.
Well, and you notice, though, in those remarks that he delivers, how he doesn't provide any detail. He says, oh, Trump makes comments like S-hole countries. And then it's all the people he hires. There's no detail. He just says these things. And then the brainwashed minister's like, yeah.
He hates every Mexican. He says every Mexican is a criminal. None of it's
true. He never said that, but yeah. Yeah. And it's like, wait a second. We're the patriots fighting for America.
Meathead from RG Bunker. He's the guy that had Morgan Freeman do that thing about Russia took over. We're in war with Russia. This is insane asylum crap. All right, Matt Bracken, Owen Shore, you guys are taking over. Then Dr. Corsi, about 15 minutes with big breaking news. It's all on newswars.com and infowars.com. And I will continue to be here working behind the scenes as Owen transmits. Big things happening, a lot of stuff going on. And every time they cut off a couple of our heads, we just grow a couple more. So thank you all for your support. You are making it all possible. But number one, we need your prayers. Thank you all. We'll be back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones departs, but he is about to go file some special reports right now. So be on the lookout for those special reports from Alex. It's just so ridiculous. They call and they say Russian collusion. If they understood how much work is actually done around here, you'd realize we don't have any time for Russian collusion. But we're about to go back to Matt Bracken. But I want to play this clip one more time because it really tells the story. They are violent. They want war. It's not going to be Rob Reiner fighting the Civil War. It's not going to be, you know, the television hosts and the Colberts. They're not going to be fighting anything. They're not going to pick up a weapon. They're not going to have a callus on their hand. They want their brainwashed minions in the Antifa groups, See, do you, I wish that Antifa would understand this. I wish that these anti-Trumpers would understand this. You're being used as pawns. You are being used as collateral damage. You are being used by these people. So here's Rob Reiner talking about fighting a civil war that he'll never fight in, but he wants the liberal minions on the streets to actually die for. Here's Rob Reiner.
But then he gets into office, and there are good people on both sides in Charlottesville, and there are people coming from countries.
I never said that.
It goes on and on, and you see the people
it goes on and on.
Hires that are in his administration, and we see that this now becomes the last battle of the Civil War.
Mm.
And we're fighting it right now.
Oh, are you fighting it, Rob?
And we're going to win. We're going to win. But
oh, are you?
We thought
you're
we
losing.
Were on this glide path. We've been dragged back, and we're going
to win.
Yeah,
we thought we were on this path to destroy America, and Trump's saving America. I mean, this is crazy.
We are all one. We are all created equal. That promise will not be realized unless we can overcome what has happened in this last election.
Can you just think about this as 1984, because here he is saying, we were on this great path of destroying America, killing the economy, killing the infrastructure, increasing the welfare state, bringing in the third world countries, destroying everything. We were on that path. And then here comes Trump, and he's bringing America back. And patriots are back, and America's back, but we're going to stop that, and then we're going to pretend like he's killing America, even though we were just bragging about killing America, and he's going to save America. I mean, Matt Bracken, do these protesters understand that they are literally just essentially bodies for the left? There are just collateral damage for the left in the streets? Yeah, they would love to sacrifice all these members of Antifa to blame the patriots for violence. That's what they want.
That would be in the Rob Reiner league, you know, the Bette Midler league. They have the microphone and the camera, so they can put out their propaganda points. They're really speaking to the James Hodgkinsons and saying, you know, go buy an SKS and massacre some Republicans. That's what they're saying. But you know, the greater problem that I see is that in this civil war, you know, the federal government altogether, I think there's a couple hundred thousand badged, armed federal officers. And that's nothing compared to the number of Americans with military training, you know, that have the basic, you know, the basic 400-yard deer rifle. There's no way to put security cordons around all of these guys, whether they're senior executive service. Those are the civilian generals that run the deep state, the SES. There's no way. Only a few people at the cabinet level, the presidential level, get rifle range security. You know, the security that you see around somebody, you know, minor functionaries, that's close range. That's against like a pistol attack, a grenade attack. But there's no way to protect them, protect all of these guys or on our side from rifle attacks. But the thing about it is, though, our side has the rifles and the experience. These Antifa guys, they're posing with, you know, with the paintball gun or pellet
they're
guns.
They're wearing chicken costumes, Matt.
Right. Yeah, the Antifa guys aren't serious. Now, they can monkey wrench a railroad track. Probably they can do that.
Can they, though? Can they even do that?
Yeah, I think that there are some that can. You know, they've put cement over the tracks out in Seattle, things like that. And it's not much, it's really no harder to actually change the switches on a track to cause mayhem. But, you know, I think that these guys like Reiner that really do live in a bubble because they live like Joe Kennedy. They live in mansions behind walls. And in their mind, America was on a glide path to this socialist utopia, you know, that Obama was trying to bring in. But those of us with rational minds, we can see two or three steps down the track beyond their socialist utopia is Venezuela and Cuba. You know, they think that they're going to somehow invent the first socialist utopia in America that didn't turn out to be Venezuela or Cuba. But those of us that have fought for freedom, we know where it's going. And before we let them take complete power, there will be a civil war. The problem is that when you turn on TV and you watch good guys like Sean Hannity, they say 99.9% of the FBI are great guys. I wish that was true. I really do, and maybe it used to be, but when you consider that for at least 10 years they've been hiring social justice warriors when they take their oath to defend the Constitution, it's like a wink, wink. They consider the Constitution to be a massive obstacle to them. These are guys that swore to uphold the Constitution. They think it's a joke. That's Comey, Clapper, Brennan, communist, probable Muslim, Brennan. They've been hiring people. A story that I think never got enough attention was the almost terrorist attack in Garland, Texas, against Geert Wilders, Pam Geller, and Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch. The FBI agent was in the car behind the terrorists telling them to tear up Texas. Geller and Spencer, they have a lawsuit against the FBI. Of course, it'll go nowhere unless it's dragged out of them.
Well, remember, the FBI has to, sometimes the FBI has to, you know, stage things to keep themselves relevant.
Right. And I think that at Oklahoma City, for example, I'm not saying that they had direct foreknowledge, but they certainly were nested into the crazies that were that McVeigh sprang out of. The FBI had informants all through that. And it's not to say the FBI planned and carried out this or that terrorist attack. But when they know it's going to happen, I think that sometimes they stand back and let it happen. And if anybody doubts me, just look up what happened in Garland, Texas. I'm not talking about an informant. I'm talking about a gold badge FBI special agent is in the car behind the terrorists. He followed them from Arizona to Texas, texting them, tear up Texas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And wasn't there a similar story with someone who tried to bomb the World Trade Center, too, where they bring in a suitcase bomb, and it was a total setup, and the FBI was privy to the whole thing?
Well, sometimes they do that with inert explosives to make a better case, that they get the guy to the point where he's actually pushing the button, but it's an inert device. But the problem is, sometimes they lead these guys toward that inert device, fake, you know, the fake controlled delivery, but then the guy gets off their radar, and then
it's fake and it's a real bomb. I think that's what happened in the World Trade Center. It was in the 90s, guys. See if you can find that story.
Yeah, I wish that I could say that 90% or 99% of the FBI were all these, you know, stellar defenders of the Constitution. But when you see who they've been hiring, you look at Fast and Furious, hundreds of Mexicans killed on purpose, you know, to slime our Second Amendment and slime our gun stores. It was done on purpose. Nobody was ever held to account. Holder got contempt of Congress, but no sanctions. He's out there making millions of dollars, you know, as these bogus law firms. So, yeah, nobody's held to account. Comey's got a $2 million book deal. Yeah, he's a traitor. He's an oath breaker. He thinks that
yeah, he perjured himself.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, he perjured himself.
Constantly. But will there be any retribution against these guys? Will there be any legal consequences? You know, a lot of America is wondering. But when a poll comes out that says more than 50% of Americans already believe that the FBI did this dossier set up against Trump, and this is with the entire mainstream media telling the exact opposite story.
And that shows you how corrupt it is, because if the FBI really wanted to save itself, all they have to do is lock up Hillary. That's all you have to do. If they would just lock Hillary up, people would finally say something positive about the FBI, but they won't do it. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Thank you for joining us so much today. Check out his website, Jerry Corsi on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show, the tip of the spear. Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in for Alex momentarily. He is doing some special reports right now, so be sure to check that out on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. But I'm now joined by one of our great reporters at Infowars.com, Dr. Jerry Corsi. He's got a couple big stories right now on Infowars.com. Bombshell, DOJ, FBI continued to spy on Trump in White House. That was published yesterday. And then 2 days ago, he published report evidence exists to charge Schiff with treason. But let's first go, Dr. Korstey, to the bombshell that comes out with the Grassley memo. The FBI and the DOJ continuing to spy on Trump. So we know about everything they did to make up the fake dossier that then basically allow Hillary Clinton to buy a spy warrant onto President Trump. But you're now saying that with this newly released memo, we have the evidence that they continued to spy on Trump even after the election.
Oh, that's correct. I mean, if you take a look at the Grassley letter, and the Grassley letter was pretty shocking. We got down into the details because what it said was the extensions on the FISA court electronic surveillance approval extended through June 2017. Now, that means 6 months into the Trump administration, when Trump's in the White House. So from all indications, given the nature of the Grassley letter, and I confirmed it also, we have a 99-page report that was given out by the FISA court itself, really reprimanding the Obama administration for not limiting the number of people who were caught in this net to a very few, but broadening it out. It was a very scathing attack on the way the Department of Justice and FBI had been working with the FISA court. The FISA court in that 99-page order also indicated that the electronic surveillance had continued all the way into the White House, which is pretty shocking. I mean, you have FBI dominated by opposition people packed with the people from the Obama administration who are now utilizing this expanded FISA power to wiretap on a sitting president.
Well, and now
it's
shocking. And now we have the call for Christopher Steele to be investigated. Well, absolutely. If you want to look for Russian collusion, why isn't Mueller banging down Christopher Steele's door to find out who his Russian sources were for the dossier that allowed Hillary Clinton to spy on Trump's campaign? But really here, I mean, honestly, there's so many different angles to this story, Dr. Korstey. And one of them that it kind of just gets caught up in the fog. It's like not seeing the forest through the trees or however the saying goes. Beyond the corruption of Hillary Clinton, beyond the corruption of Obama, beyond the corruption of the FBI, the DOJ, which is undoubted, undeniable, we've got them caught red-handed. But the blatant abuse of the FISA court, the blatant abuse of privacy, it's like they don't even care. Oh, yeah, we got in, we made it all up, and now we're spying on Trump. Well, we're supposed to be spying on, you know, maybe Carter Page here, maybe Paul Manafort here or something, maybe Roger Stone over here. No. They spied on everyone. They were looking at everything. They were paying attention to everyone. I mean, is this not the greatest abuse? I mean, honestly, this is so bad, and I know you've alluded to this before, this is so bad, we should honestly be having a conversation, should the FBI and the FISA courts be shut down?
Well, I think that's ultimately where it should be headed. I mean, the FBI is so rife with political appointments, I'm not sure it can be redeemed. It may have to be completely shut down in order to be saved. And start it over again.
And what good is the FBI if they fall for fake documents?
Well, and also, it's turning out, I think, this Carter Page, which was the predicate, the individual they got the initial FISA court order to do electronic surveillance on, he appears to be an FBI undercover agent. So it looks like the FBI planted Carter Page in the Trump transition team, if not earlier, in order to have him be the reason, you know, him talking to others about Russia, mm, which the others may not have been talking about to start with, and then everybody he talked to about Russia becomes a subject, not the target of the FISA wire court, but the collateral target, who ultimately gets unmasked and named when the information hits the White House through Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice and the others. So If Carter Page is a plant, this is an entrapment scheme. You basically have the FBI not only deciding they're going to do electronic surveillance on the Trump campaign, the Trump transition, Trump White House, but they're going to do it by planting an FBI agent in the midst of the Trump campaign and then using him talking to Russians as the reason they're going to do electronic surveillance on the others who were not talking to Russians.
Well, this is open shut case of abuse of power in the FBI, the DOJ, and the FISA court. I mean, that's open and shut. There should already be heads rolling. There should already be arrests made. I mean, you know, we're just patient, I suppose, with this. But this really ticks me off. And it really goes beyond that, though. And you know that's the case. This is treason at the highest levels of government. It's time to call it what it is. We caught him red-handed. And you bring up Valerie Jarrett. We'll get more into that on the other side with what was alleged in the recent QAnon post. But I mean, do you think the American people have the patience to just sit around and wait for people to be arrested? I mean, how long are we going to have to wait till these cases of high treason, these cases of abuse of power are actually met with some justice and some charges?
I know I continue to see, to sense the impatience, which is now happening from those who have understood the extent of corruption. And basically what was a coup d'etat? It was an attempt by the Obama people with Hillary to steal the election away from Trump by creating this false Russian narrative as a basis to impeach Trump and deny him the ability to be president after he won the election and the Electoral College vote. So it's a coup d'etat. And the American people, when they realize this and see the extent of corruption, you know, going to the FISA court based on this Carter Page, who I think was an FBI plant, using the FISA, the Fusion GPS Christopher Steele dossier, which we know to have been opposition research filled with lies. It's complete corruption on the part of the, it makes a travesty of the Fourth Amendment and makes a travesty of any of the procedures designed in the FISA court law in order to protect Americans from electronic surveillance. You've got electronic surveillance at the highest level, the opposition candidate to be president. I mean, what if this had happened to the Democrats? What if the Democrats had used my research as the basis, you know, if the Republicans used my research as the basis for wiretapping Barack Obama's campaign? I mean, there'd be demands for heads to roll in the street.
They want to say that Obama isn't in this for political reasons. Obama is trying to protect his own hide. Obama was breaking the law. Obama knew Hillary had the illegal server. He was emailing it. That's what he's really protecting his own hide here. But isn't it funny? And we're going to get more into this with Dr. Corsi on the other side. Isn't it funny? Remember how the media freaked out about Don Jr.'s meeting with the Russian lawyer, which was a setup. Now it's admitted she's some triple agent. But here's Hillary Clinton paying for opposition research from Russian sources. Again, if you understand this, you understand it all. Why didn't the media report on that? Why does the media only cover Don Jr. and not Hillary? Because they're biased.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, it's likely, in fact, it's evident that treason has been going on at the highest levels of government for my entire life and beyond. I'm 28. But they've always had the control of the power structure. They've always had control over the levers of influence. And so they've been able to get away with it and they've been able to hide it. Well, we elected President Trump, who was not a member of the secret society, not a member of the shadow government. And all of a sudden, their control over the power structure, their control over the levers of influence took a huge hit, a devastating blow, to be honest. And so what happens? Trump gets in, and now we finally get someone who's willing to put out evidence of treason. How about the JFK papers being released? Hello? The FBI lying to people about what really happened should have been a huge story. Just kind of gets shuffled away. Okay, fine. Now we've got members of the House Intelligence, these oversight committees, Chuck Grassley, Matt Gaetz, Devin Nunes, and they're saying, all right, well, we're free now, and we're telling you Hillary Clinton paid for this dossier, colluded with Russia to use it to get a spy warrant on Trump. The FBI went along with it. The DOJ went along with it. President Obama went along with it. And Obama wanted to know everything that was going on in the Hillary Clinton email investigation because he was involved in it. So Trump getting in was the us cracking their shield of influence, cracking their shield of power. And now we have a chance to bring them down, and we have to bring this forward. We have to continue fighting this. So I don't know if you disagree or agree with all the things that I just mentioned, Dr. Corsi. I'd like to hear your response to that. But I want to get into the story in the latest QAnon post. And the only reason we cover the QAnon stuff is because it just continues to be proven right and accurate. So we don't know about an alleged phone call with Valerie Jarrett and Adam Schiff, but it's indicating treason, at least in this post. But would you agree with the comments that I just made, Dr. Corsi, that we've been dealing with treason at the highest levels of this government for a long time, but now that we finally have someone in who's not a member of the secret society, we can do something about it?
I agree 100% with everything you said. I think you're right on, Owen, and the point is that we have a far left, hard left Democratic Party, the Obama, Hillary, that have no regard for the Constitution. They feel like it's in their way.
They're like bigger than the Constitution. They're bigger than America.
Right, and they feel like actually this Constitution's impeding their march towards what they consider social justice, which is really a form of socialist communist totalitarianism that really none of us want to live under. But the point is, because they consider themselves above us all, they have no compunction or fear to break the laws, to essentially do whatever they want to do, including committing treason. And the fight back on this, the fight back which is going on, finally we're getting some exposure of this. And, you know, I commend you, I commend Alex, all of us trying to really bring the light the extent of this massive coup d'etat conspiracy that involved right at the top Obama. Because remember, Obama's and Valerie Jarrett are getting this information in the White House from the electronic surveillance. They're getting the names of the people. You know, it's supposed to be, if you're in collateral pickup, Carter Page is the person who is the target of the FISA electronic surveillance. He talks to Steve Bannon. Well, Steve Bannon should be person A in all subsequent reports. But instead, when it gets to the White House, they unmask it and say, that's Steve Bannon. And then they leak that to the press. Now, that's, again, a complete violation of the FISA law. It's a criminal violation. Yet the Obama White House engaged in that practice for months with impunity. And now that it's coming to light, the question the people who are recognizing the severity of this treason, the extent of it, are asking is, why aren't people being indicted? Why aren't heads rolling? And I think the patience of the American people is wearing thin.
Well, and there's a perfect storm here of diametrically opposed views. So a liberal listening to this or a Trump hater listening to this is like, oh my gosh, look at InfoWars insinuating that Obama was guilty of treason and Clinton was guilty of treason. It was Trump. Trump was guilty of treason. So you say, okay, well, how was Trump guilty of treason? And what is the response every time? He colluded with Russia. Oh, perfect. How did he collude with Russia? And then their argument falls flat. Then you see how shallow it is. But wait a second. Okay, since you're so up in arms about collusion with Russia being considered treason, well, let's look at actual collusion with Russia. Let's get an investigation into the Uranium One scandal. Let's get an investigation into Christopher Steele, who had Russian sources to get his Clinton paid for document fictionalized and made up. But they won't do it. Dr. Corsi, I really don't know how to, I don't know where this ends. I don't know where the rubber meets the road here. They're calling for civil war. They know at the top, the actual brainwashers who know they're lying to the people, they know at the top it was Clinton that colluded with Russia. It was Clinton that was guilty of treason. That's why they blame Trump. Obama's guilty of treason. Clinton's guilty of treason. Probably Comey, DOJ. They're probably all involved in this treason. They were all doing it together. And we see it and we know it. We have the dates. We have the names. We have the declassified memos. We have the declassified documents. We have the text messages. We have the emails. We got them red-handed. And they keep saying Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia. Do they ever flip the leaf? Dr. Corsi, do they ever flip the leaf and realize, wow, we've got nothing on Trump Russia. We've got everything on Hillary Russia, everything on Obama breaking the law. Do they ever turn that leaf, or do they just go full bore mental and actually try to incite a real civil war in the streets?
Well, I've got confidence. I think that Donald Trump is the only president capable of bringing these people to justice. And it's not going to be easy because the deep state is very much in control of the mainstream media, the intelligence agencies, Department of Justice, IRS, FBI, CIA, the holdovers from the Obama administration, and even the Clinton administration before that, are dead set against the Constitution. They're dead set against the rule of law. And that's why I've been following QAnon, because QAnon's been remarkably prescient in predicting things. QAnon predicted that we would have the Nunes memo, which occurred a week ago today. A lot has happened, and said it would be a narrative changer, that it would show that the Fusion GPS dossier was used to get the FISA wiretap or electronic surveillance approval, and that was the case. Now what QAnon is saying, and I think this memo, this post of Valerie Jarrett with Adam Schiff, 42 minutes, 13 seconds, all the listeners, Article 3, Section 3, basically put Schiff on notice and Valerie Jarrett that the U.S. intelligence agencies, at least the NSA, are now working in conjunction with the Trump administration and very possibly even some martial law powers invoked here. I believe that.
Yeah, because I doubt there was any FISA warrant to spy on Adam Schiff or Valerie Jarrett.
Precisely. And here you might have had a declaration. I think Q is military intelligence, which ultimately trumps all of these.
So wait a second.
Agencies.
Do you think? Oh, there's the Valerie Jarrett power matrix. Thank you for pulling that up, guys. We got 60 seconds left in this segment, Dr. Corsi. So do you think that this was Admiral Rogers and the NSA fighting back against this corruption? I mean, let's say this phone call does exist. I mean, how do they acquire that? Do you think that's the NSA and Admiral Rogers?
A combination. I think it's actually the behind the scenes Trump has invoked some special powers. You know, that declaration, the executive order he signed on December 21st, seizing the ability to seize the assets of those engaged in human trafficking or corruption,
mm-hmm.
That declared a state of emergency. And under a state of emergency, I think military intelligence is going to have the ability to access data out of the NSA, and that's what's happening. This is the beginning of the counterattack. It's going to take a little while, but I think it's going to be a massive counterattack. Trump is going to launch, and I think it's going to be successful.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the second American Revolution, and just like in the first American Revolution, we have to invoke God. We have to pray. We have to get our spirit right if we're going to be victorious. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much. Great content as usual at InfoWars.com from Dr. Corsi.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Alex Jones is on a mission to be live for 20 hours a day come 2019. And if you want to see that happen, if you want to see more reporters in the streets, you want to see more live broadcasts, you know how to do it. InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the products. Check out the t-shirts, the ball caps, the air filters, the water filters, the supplements. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, if you want to see InfoWars expand, that's how you do it. Now, there is a special going on right now. The InfoWars Life Mind and Body Combo Pack. And I want to tell you something about this pack here. It's a new pack that I think people need to be taking advantage of, and they're not taking advantage of it yet. I'm surprised. You get Brain Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, a combo pack at 40% off. Now, if you're somebody that has slow mornings, brain fog in the morning, it takes your body to get going a little bit out of bed in the morning, this is the perfect pack for you because the Brain Force will clear that brain fog, it'll clear that memory haze, and it'll have your brain kicking full gear right in the morning. And then the Vitamin Mineral Fusion get you all the vitamins and supplements that you need in the day, including a large amount of vitamin C to help build your immune system that you're not getting in your regular diet. And so it's the mind and body combo pack because it has the Brain Force that's good for, you know, thinking clearer and getting the mental energy. And then the Vitamin Mineral Fusion has all of the vitamins and minerals in it that you're not getting in your regular diet to give your body full function. So it's the InfoWars Life, Mind, and Body Combo Pack. But I'm telling you, if you're somebody that has slow mornings, a foggy brain in the morning, you know, whatever you want to call it, the morning fog, this pack is for you. I promise you, you take the Brain Force, you chase it down with the Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix, And your foggy mornings, your slow mornings will be no more. You'll be up and at 'em and kicking as if it's the middle of the day or the middle of the night, whenever it is you are at your top focus level. So the InfoWars Life Mind and Body Combo Pack, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as the other specials. Be sure to take advantage and help Alex Jones complete his mission to be live 20 hours a day by 2019. You've already had a brief preview of some of the studios, the new podcast studio, the new mothership studio that is being built right now. And it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to do a news blitz here, and then I got to get to a video clip. So let's just pound through this news. I'm going to have to get more into this probably later on, and there'll be more, I'm sure, that comes out about this. But second Trump-Russia dossier being assessed by FBI. So they've got, here's the real story here is, they're doubling down. They're tripling down. They're not going to give up. They're going to keep making up fake stories. They're going to make up fake dossiers. They're just going to continue with this Russian collusion crap until they're all in jail. I mean, that's it. It's Russian collusion or jail for them. And they have nothing on Russian collusion. So I think we know where that equation goes. But we'll monitor whatever fake second dossier that they have here. Rose McGowan's manager at time of alleged Weinstein rapes commits suicide. So this is Jill Messick has allegedly committed suicide now. And there's all kinds of rumors about what may have happened, but I'm not even going to pontificate on what I think may be going on here. I just want to report it and just say that there's been a string of suicides involving this whole Me Too thing, involving this whole pedophilia thing. And there's definitely something behind it. I'm not sure if this case is the same as some of the other cases that we've seen of suicide with people being accused of sexual assault or accused of child pedophilia and stuff like that. But just added on to what's going on with this Me Too movement, which you know would have never happened if Hillary was president, because you can't have a Me Too movement with Bill Clinton in the White House, a rapist. LAPD submits 3 Harvey Weinstein sex cases to district attorney. Maybe this had something to do with the last story. So now the DA in LA has at least three. I mean, I think there might even be more than that now, to be honest with you. So what will happen to Harvey Weinstein? Hashtag Me Too movement lawmaker investigated for sexual misconduct allegations. So you've got California Assemblywoman Christina Garcia, a leader of the Me Too movement, a total fraud, just like the rest of them, total frauds. And now she's been accused of sexual harassment against a male staffer. And, you know, I'll actually be honest with you. Rose McGowan, who I think's off the rocker, but I think she's rogue at this point. I think she's just looking at everyone like, I'm taking all y'all down. Because, I mean, it's just wild stuff what's going on in Hollywood right now. Don't tell Conan O'Brien, but Oxfam staff paid Haiti quake survivors for sex. But don't tell Conan O'Brien that the sex trade is rampant in Haiti. Don't tell Conan O'Brien that Laura Silsby got caught crossing the Haitian border with minors that were not documented. Don't let Conan O'Brien know about that. He thinks Haiti is a wonderful place. I wish it were. George W. Bush says Russia meddled in 2006 U.S. election. Oh, Georgie boy. Oh, Georgie boy. No, he's not talking about Hillary Clinton and Christopher Steele colluding with Russians. Not talking about Mark Warner contacting Russians. He's talking about Trump. He's talking about Russians trying to hack our election. Thanks, Georgie boy, for letting us know who you really are, whose side you're really on. A traitor. Omarosa, I wouldn't vote for Trump again in a million years. Never. Now, this is a strange story if you've been following it. It's kind of like the Bannon deal. Bannon is in, leading member of the Trumpists, conservative movement. Now he's out. Now he's the bad guy. Omarosa, in there, you know, stumping for Trump. She's always speaking positive for Trump, and then she's out. No, I'm not voting for Trump. And so there's two sides of this story. Are they the traitors, or are they mad that they no longer have the access to Trump that they once had? I'm not sure, but those are the two angles. Olympics open with Koreans marching together, offering hope for peace. Wow. So wait, Trump is effective in his foreign policy? No, they'll never let you know about that. The Koreans coming together for the Olympics. Now, this was actually funny. Trump and Kim thrown out of a opening ceremony. So you had this guy dressed up as Trump and this guy dressed up as Kim Jong-un. They went to the Olympics together and they got kicked out. Why wouldn't you? This is hilarious. This is the kind of stuff. This is the wussification of sports. You can't even go to a sporting event anymore and actually be a sports fan. You can't go to, oh my gosh, we're at the opening Olympics and somebody's dressed like Trump and Kim Jong-un. Shut it down. Kick them out. Why can't we have fun at a sporting event? Why can't we have fun anymore and laugh at things? It just sucks. How about this one? The war against Zika, fighting mosquitoes with mosquitoes. So now thousands of male mosquitoes have been released in Miami to fight against Zika. So basically engineered mosquitoes are being released into Miami to fight Zika. Oh, this is so infuriating. That's what started Zika. The engineered mosquitoes in Brazil is what started Zika. And so now they're doing it again to fight Zika. This is insanity. Meanwhile, in the communist utopia of Venezuela, a Major League Baseball player's mother, Elias Diaz's mother, has been kidnapped. That is horrible. That's just like the NFL linebacker that killed by the illegal immigrant. Do you understand why we want borders? Do you understand why we don't want communism now? They just don't listen. Now, let's go to this clip. Pastor Paul Begley saying Melania Trump wanted the house, the White House, completely exercised before she moved in.
I have to say, when the president allowed 40 pastors to come into the White House and anoint him with oil, lay their hands and pray on him, 7 times he's done this.
Amen.
And that's unheard of. We haven't ever. So, I mean, the guy's got flaws. We all do, okay? But at least he is humble enough and recognizing that he needs God enough that he keeps bringing them in for the prayer. And I got to say this. I mean, it might have started with the First Lady. I'm going to just be honest with you. The First Lady in that 5 hours when the Obamas and the Trumps went down to the Capitol and Trump was being sworn in as the 45th president.
Could you imagine moving into a house after
Melania
the Obamas?
Trump said to her husband, she said, I'm not going to go into that White House unless it has been completely exercised. I mean, because apparently over the 8 years that Obama was there, and maybe even some of the presidents before him, there was all kinds of idol gods and images kinds of artifacts.
I don't think I could move into a house after the Obamas. I think I'd have to burn it to the ground.
We're from the Clinton era because they were really tied in with the Haitians. I can tell you, you can read the Serpent and the Rainbow story and you'll find out just how much Haitian witch doctor influence was on Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's lives. I mean, they constantly went back there. They spent their honeymoon with a witch doctor. Who does that? But Melania said, you got to get all that out of there and send in some
God
preachers,
bless the First Lady.
Priests. I don't care.
Make the First Lady a lady again.
Preachers and priests and anyone go in there and cleanse the White House, or I will not spend one night in there. And he did during that 5 hours when they're ripping out carpets and changing.
Oh, man.
Drapes,
just thank God. Thank God for the faith of Melania Trump. Thank God for the spirituality of President Trump and Melania Trump. Man, could you imagine moving into the house that those demons occupied? The Obamas and the Clintons with all their witch doctor, Haitian, you know, nonsense. Obama probably doing Muslim calls to prayer. I couldn't do it, but Melania had the White House exercised. Hopefully it worked. She couldn't exercise it from all the spy equipment they left over, though. About to punch out from the Alex Jones Show today. I'm about to hand the reins over to Joel Gilbert, documentary filmmaker. Latest film, The Art of the Insult, featuring Donald Trump's campaign. They said, you can't insult your way to the presidency, Donald. That come from low-energy Jeb Bush. I guess you could say he did that. And then Joel Gilbert documented that in his newest film, Trump, The Art of the Insult, available at InfoWarsStore.com. So Joel Gilbert joins me. He's about to take over here. Joel, what is on tap for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show?
Well, two things. We're really going to get into the dossier and talk about some things that no one has brought up before. And I'm going to give you some more background. I've got an article on InfoWars today about how it all went down. Some of it's pretty funny, but there's also some truth to it. So I'm going to sort that out. And at the bottom of the hour, I've got conservative warrior David Horowitz from the David Horowitz Freedom Center. People know him from his book, Radical Son, of course, Discover the Networks, where he puts all the leftist networks together so you can see it. And he's had a big influence on the country. So first time on InfoWars, we'll be talking to him for quite a while at the bottom of the hour.
You know, we're getting all of this exposed right now about what Obama did, the collusion with the FBI, the DOJ, how he wanted to know everything that was going on in the Hillary Clinton email investigation. I believe that's because he was involved in that. He knew that she had the server. Who knows what he knew about it, but I think he was also emailing things to that server. And so I think he's trying to protect his own hide in this. But so we're kind of getting this more into the public atmosphere, if you will, about how corrupt Obama was, about how big of a fraud he was, and then also about how criminal and treasonous he was. But you did the film Dreams of My Real Father, documenting Obama's real upbringing, his real life. Do you think that the American people ever get that deep into the truth about Obama? Do you think it ever goes there?
It goes there. It takes a long time. When my first film first came out, Dreams of My Real Father, 2012, people would say, well, this can't be true because CNN would have covered it. Or Fox certainly would have covered it, that he's not who he says he is. The film walked you through the fact that his real father was not the Kenyan Obama, the man he based his entire political career on, but his father was a Soviet agent and pro-Russia communist propagandist named Frank Marshall Davis that raised him and radicalized him in Hawaii. So as the years go by, since then, it's been about 5 years, people are much more knowledgeable how the media has been covering for Obama and how corrupt he really is. And finally, we're getting a lot of the real proof that Obama is a radical. He's was someone who was in the little known world of American Marxism from his childhood and all the way back to Chicago, where his real father, Frank Marshall Davis, was one of the original black Bolsheviks, the blacks who were recruited by white communists to try to get black people to come into the movement. So people are learning more and more. I think the public gets it now. And that's why there's a real chance to really expose Obama and the entire network of Chicago Marxist radicals for what they really are.
Yeah, keep that image up for a second, guys. I mean, if that's not Barack Obama's real daddy, I mean, come on.
Yeah, the Kenyan Obama was a sham marriage. You know, forget about the biology. If you don't care about the biology, Obama admittedly was raised by Frank Marshall Davis. He spent every day with him. Frank Marshall Davis taught him to hate, taught him things like, you know, America is evil, it's racist, you're mm-hmm. a black man, you can never become a lawyer, you can never go to Harvard, you can never be president because you're black. You know that guy, Joseph Stalin? Oh yeah, that's great, you know, you could be like him. So this is the nonsense that he was taught, and
this is the nonsense they continue to raise their kids on. Just listen to Nancy Pelosi's speech yesterday, talking about how, oh, she's ashamed to be white. Oh, her grandson wishes that she had brown skin. I mean, it's all the same. And I'll just tell you, it's crazy. If you really go down the rabbit hole, I won't say it now, but so many of these families are fake, folks. I mean, so many of these families are fake, you wouldn't even believe it. Joel Gilbert takes over the Alex Jones Show.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, coming to you again from Los Angeles, right from the left coast. You know me from my recent films, including the latest and greatest. Gotta go to the InfoWars store, Trump, the Art of the Insult. Please buy it from Alex Jones. You won't stop laughing, and you'll get to know Trump like you never knew him before. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to have conservative warrior David Horowitz from the David Horowitz Freedom Center, editor of Front Page Magazine, very well known for his famous book, Radical Son, where he talks about coming over from a Marxist communist family to become one of the great conservative leaders. Talk about his website, Discover the Networks, and so many more things. So we're looking forward to seeing David Horowitz for the first time on InfoWars. Now, I want to spend some time getting a little deeper into what I call the vast left-wing conspiracy, courtesy of Hillary Clinton from her misdirection many years ago. There never was a vast right-wing conspiracy, but today we have the vast left-wing conspiracy. Free and fair elections are the basis of democracy, the very basis. With no free elections, we are not free. We know very well that Barack Obama and the Democrats interfered in the 2012 elections by suppressing the conservatives from organizing. No grassroots movement for the conservatives while the left organized. Now we're finding out more and more every day how bad it was that Obama's Justice Department and FBI interfered in the 2016 election. Trump probably would have won by a much higher margin had they not been interfering. So first, I think I want to do is talk about the never Trumpers. The never Trumpers. Now, do you get it? Do you get it? The never Trumpers said we can't support Trump because he's not a perfect conservative. He's going to ruin the conservative movement. This was their line. Some of them are still there today. And you have even the Bush family voted for Hillary. Remember John Kasich? The convention was in his home state. He wouldn't go there. He said he wouldn't vote for Trump. Ted Cruz didn't get it at first, didn't get it. He didn't endorse Trump. But then he came around. I wrote an article also on Front Page Magazine called Cruz's Courageous Right Move, where he did the right thing. He realized and he knew all along how much was at stake. So it's clear now, you can see these never Trumpers and anybody else, that if Hillary Clinton had won, there would be no more democracy, no more free elections, and the United States, as we know, would be finished. Hillary would serve two terms, and she would further embed and bias the DOJ and FBI, IRS, every other government agency. So in 8 years, you'd have another radical leftist, or maybe Chelsea, for all we know. American business would be taxed out of business. Illegals would pour into the country, and the economy would crash. Anybody who had any savings, your savings would disappear into a bankrupt socialist state. So I think hopefully now Americans are understanding that these people are ruthless radicals. The Democrat Party has become a radical socialist party. Now, I wrote in my article today on InfoWars about the $12 million dossier, how it went down. And I looked at it from the monetary point of view, that the DNC is $6 million in debt. Now, they paid $12 million through laundering it through their law firm, Perkins Coie. By the way, that's the same law firm that handled Obama's birth certificate. And they laundered the money to Chris Steele and Russian intelligence, retired spies, according to what I believe, to write this dossier, leaving themselves $6 million in debt. I wrote in my article, they probably didn't even care that they were $6 million in debt. They would recover that money from Russians or foreign donations later on, because I wrote an article with Jack Cashel in the American Thinker the week before that it was very clear from the language. We studied the language, the punctuation problems, the usage of English words that didn't make any sense, that this was not written by somebody whose first language was English. It was written by a Russian. So this is what the Russians essentially shook down the DNC for $12 million. On the one hand, it's kind of comical. On the other hand, it's very serious. Now, the best quote in that article was from former KGB spy Konstantin Preobrajensky. He's a defector who lives in the United States, and he looked at the dossier, and here's what he told me. Very insightful. He said, there is no information in the dossier whatsoever. It's just foolish speculation. There are no references. It is not an intelligence document of any kind. I was laughing when I was reading it. Now, here's someone who was in KGB for years. So if he can look at it and realize how ridiculous it is, and I can look at it and see it was not written by anyone who speaks English for a first language, obviously the FBI could look at it or the DOJ and see that it was a total joke. But how did we get here? That's what I want to talk about. How deep does this go? I want to bring up some things you may not know about. Peter Strzok, of course, the guy who writes the texts and headed up the Hillary email investigation and started the Trump-Russia investigation. I want to tell you something, that the father of his sister-in-law, this is someone he knows, was pardoned by Obama right before he left office for leaking. Now, what did he leak? This is Peter Strzok's, the father of Peter Strzok's sister-in-law, was named General James Cartwright, former vice chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he got charged and convicted of lying about speaking to the New York Times about the U.S. and Israeli efforts to cripple the Iranian nuclear program, the Stuxnet virus. So I thought, well, how could it be that Peter Strzok knows this guy who tried to destroy the program to destroy Iranian nuclear program? Could he have leaked it through a relative? Well, we know that James Comey doesn't like to leak directly to the press. So could it be that Peter Strzok was leaking on behalf of Obama several years ago? You have to ask, why would Obama pardon a guy who had leaked, who knew Peter Strzok? So how deep does this go? Now, don't forget, we said Obama weaponized the IRS in 2012. Of course, my bank account, if you remember, was given to a leftist reporter out of San Francisco because I made the movie Dreams for My Real Father, where I said Obama was a complete fraud, and somehow they got a hold of private information. You have to wonder, did the FBI have something on John Roberts, Chief Justice, to get him to vote for Obamacare? These are now legitimate questions. This is not any speculation anymore. Now, have you ever seen Carter Page on TV? Ever see him try to answer questions? I saw him on Laura Ingraham. This guy can't answer a question straight. His body language is very weird. We researched him and found out he was a Democrat. And if you just look at him, there's just something wrong there. And when he starts to talk, there's something wrong. So we have to ask the question, was he a plant working for the FBI? Just like we know that the Russian lawyer, Natalia Veselinskaya, was meeting with Fusion GPS and got a visa to the entry of the United States from Loretta Lynch. That was a setup. So how deep does this go? If we can't have free elections, we're not free. Now, why did the Democrat Party become so radicalized? How did it become this way? Well, after the break, I'm going to get into that in detail, but just remember this, that starting in the 50s, the Russians understood they could not defeat the United States militarily because of our nuclear capability. They also understood there would be no workers' revolution. So they sought out to use politics. They saw the weakness of the United States was its political system and its open society, like George Soros has the open society foundation. The open society was the way to destroy the United States. They could slowly over time take over the Democrat Party and turn it into a radical party. It eventually worked. And that's where we are today, such that the entire apparatus of the government is now supporting radical leftists to maintain power. The goal of this is to eventually allow Russia to exercise its power and use its will around the world and not be constrained by the power of the United States. After the break, we're going to look very closely at the people in power and the connections and the networks before we talk to David Horowitz at the end of the half hour. Be right back.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Joel Gilbert, coming to you right from the left coast. We're talking about how we got to this situation. What is going on? How deep is this that we have so many government agencies working against the American people? Let's take a look at today's leading Democrats, the ones that people vote for and voted for recently. Of course, we have Barack Obama, who I have identified as a red diaper baby, the child of a Soviet agent. This is the man that raised him, Frank Marshall Davis, whispering in his ear things like, you know, America really sucks. There's a perfect world. Russia, Stalin, the Soviet Union. That's the ticket, Barry. Everyone's really happy. Hey, Barry, have a little more marijuana. Stalin is great. There's no gulags. There's no starvation. You could be that guy one day. This is Obama being raised by a radical. Then we have Hillary Clinton, an ally of Saul Alinsky, the Chicago radical, who taught the rules for radicals. She wrote her thesis on Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky liked her so much, he wanted to hire her. And she wrote him a letter. We have a copy of the letter. She says, Saul, I love you. but I don't want to come to Chicago to work for you. I want to work within the system. I want to try to take over the system from within. Then we have Obama's advisor, who today, of course, we see him on CNN every day, David Axelrod. Both of his parents, members of Communist Party USA. Another big advisor who influenced so many people and influenced appointments in the government was, of course, Valerie Jarrett. Her father, mother, father-in-law were communists. Vernon Jarrett worked with Obama's father, Frank Marshall Davis, on the Chicago Star, the communist newspaper. Then there's Eric Holder, was attorney general. He said he was Obama's wingman. We know that he was in the Black Panthers at Columbia University. He was part of an armed takeover of an empty building there. Eric Holder, attorney general. Of course, there's Bernie Sanders, straight up communist, socialist, believes in a political revolution. Another big player in the Democrat Party, Keith Ellison, number two Democrat, worked with the Nation of Islam for years. Jonathan Jay was director of Homeland Security, his grandfather, Communist Party. Of course, CIA Director John Brennan admitted that he voted communist in 1976. He admitted he voted for the Communist Party. So what were Brennan and Holder doing for all those years? They turned the CIA and FBI and DOJ far to the left. In the DOJ, for example, Department of Justice, they only hired lawyers from five organizations: the ACLU, La Raza, the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, the NAACP, and the Mexican American Defense League. If you wanted to work for Department of Justice, you had to come from one of those organizations. The Department of Justice became a radical social justice organization instead of an organization to enforce the law. Comey and Podesta, same thing. They filled all the positions with radical leftists. It's the same thing like the universities. All the universities are filled with jobs with liberals and leftists, and they took this model and took it into the federal government. That's how we got here. So it almost didn't matter to them if Trump won, because they're so deeply embedded in the government that they can carry on their own agenda. And next up on their agenda, of course, every day, they're pushing for illegals, open borders, don't build a wall, legalize illegals. I'm going to take a look at a video that's based on the weight of the poor, the Fox-Piven theory that if you overburden the system with people and obligations and money, you can collapse the government and then rebuild it as a socialist society. Let's look at my video of the illegals and the weight of the poor. You see, the communists are helping people over the border, and they want to give them health care. They want to sign them up for free housing, disability, on and on, because the American voters will no longer support a party that doesn't make them the priority. And that's their theory, is to collapse the system. This is a video from my film, There's No Place Like Utopia. So that's the play right now. The middle America, average voter, even their traditional base of African Americans, Hispanics, they're starting to get it, that the Democrat Party hasn't done anything for them. In my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, I went to Southside Chicago, talked to a lot of black people. They just said, we got poorer under Obama. Things got worse. We don't want illegals coming into our community and driving down wages. We don't want marijuana and drugs legalized. We want more police. On and on. So the radical agenda that was propped up by white communists in Chicago who recruited Obama. Obama had no support amongst black people in Chicago. It was only the white liberals and the former radicals out of the Weather Underground. They knew Obama. They didn't support him. It was only when he came on a national stage that he promoted his phony background. We're going to get into it with David Horowitz about how his new pamphlet that came out about how the radical left uses the black community to push their agenda. David Horowitz be up in a few minutes. Let me first do a little promotion to help out the show. We're going to go to a break and come back with David Horowitz. We want to remind you to get chocolate or strawberry caveman true paleo formula. It's 50% off in the InfoWars store for a limited time. And this is their final batch of the caveman formula. We're having a hard time sourcing the concentrated chicken broth, and they say he's going to have to change the formula. So this may be your last chance. It's 50% off, and it won't last long. The caveman fuses powerful ancient nutrition with cutting-edge nutraceutical science to create a high-quality supplement that uses bone broth and more than 7 primal superfoods to give you power and strength you never felt before. And you need it when you have to deal with these leftists on CNN every day. We need the power. The ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, kaga mushroom, bee pollen, and other ancient super nutrients. Go to the InfoWars store and get your caveman true paleo while it's still 50% off. Don't forget also, while you're there, we need your support. You'll really enjoy Trump, the Art of the Insult. This film teaches you, helps you understand who Trump is and how he took on and defeated Hillary Clinton and the Republican establishment. We need your help on InfoWars to buy it here because you do support the cause, you support the network, and you will laugh nonstop for 95 minutes. And if you don't love it, then you don't love America, because Donald Trump shows the political class how it's done for the first time. And you can understand why he's president and why he can succeed as president by continuing to brand his opponents like Brian Chuck Schumer. And, of course, Rocket Man and all the others. So please go get Trump, the Art of the Insult. I'll be up with David Horowitz. We will be taking calls in the final segment. It's going to be 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. I'll be back with David Horowitz shortly.
You are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert with you, coming right from the left coast here in California for the last hour today. Joining me shortly, we're going to bring him up, is the great conservative warrior, none other than David Horowitz. David is an American conservative writer. He's the founder and president of the think tank David Horowitz Freedom Center, an editor of the publication you've all seen, Front Page Magazine. People know him for his book, Radical Son. He tells the story of growing up in a communist family and going from a conservative, a Marxist intellectual to a conservative warrior. He was also in my film, There's No Place Like Utopia. David has a new pamphlet out, which he's going to talk about, how progressives use race as a weapon against our country. And the subtitle, Civilizations Die When They Cease to Believe in Themselves. So without further ado, can we bring up David Horowitz and talk about his new piece? Okay. Well, we're going to get into it shortly. David, by the way, has 5 or 6 organizations. If you haven't seen Discover the Networks, it's an entire website that puts together all the leftists, George Soros, how everyone is connected, all these organizations, and how they seek to influence and disrupt American democracy. And using race as a weapon is a phenomenon of the last 20 years, where they've been able to organize and convince people and get, again, what they used to call black Bolsheviks back in Chicago in the 20s and 30s. The white communists would use black leaders to try to convince African-Americans, black people, to join the socialist Marxist movement. Now, the black people in Chicago were no fools. They were church-going, hardworking people with strong families. They didn't want any part of Marxism and socialism because it was all about hatred of classes, war between classes, and conflict. So they weren't very successful, but they tried. Barack Obama did the same thing as his real father, Frank Marshall Davis. The white communists out of the Weather Underground in Chicago recruited him to try to convince black people to join socialism and Marxism. They were no fools either at that time. They didn't want any part of this atheist nonsense that said that they need to go to war against people of different classes. Barack Obama tried very hard, and he did end up only many years later inspiring people with this inspiring tale of a goat herder. My father's a goat herder from Kenya. I'm going to bring us all together. Had he told the reality, which was my father was a Soviet agent and pro-Russian propagandist who worked for the Soviet Union during the Cold War and tried to destroy American democracy and defeat America in the Cold War, please vote for me, it never would have worked. So we had this false narrative, and that only worked because the media promoted his false story. That was a disruption of the 2008 election. We're supposed to have two competing parties be able to come together and tell us what their views are. Obama's entire personal background was a fairy tale, and his agenda was a lie, as we all know. He said, I'm going to cut the deficit in half. Marriage between a man and a woman and God. Everything. Support the Constitution. Everything Obama said was an intentional lie, and he is the embodiment of stealth socialism. How socialism and communism went from an open revolution in the 60s, we're going to destroy the government, we're going to take over, to a stealth socialism where they told their radicals in Chicago, keep your Marxism to yourself. Don't tell anybody about your socialism until you get elected. Throw them under the bus, and then we'll force an agenda that nobody voted for. And that's the story of where we are today and how they got so many of these leftist radicals deep, deep into the Justice Department, FBI, and so many other agencies such that we really cannot rely on free elections anymore. And again, if we don't have free elections, we are not free. Any luck for David Horowitz yet? All right. David, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Great to have you.
Thanks, Joe. I'm all dressed up.
Okay, now. All right. Well, look, we talked about your new pamphlet. Let's start out by what is the importance of the American founders' view of its citizens as individuals?
Well, it's the antithesis of collectivism, which is the ideology of the left and the Democratic Party. It means that you judge people on their merits, not by their origins or their skin color, their race or their ethnicity. The Democratic Party progressives are racist, and they're racist in the service of destroying this country. I mean, their agenda is to destroy America. And you know that because they talk about America as a white supremacist society. It's the most tolerant, inclusive, non-supremacist society on God's green earth. They consider slavery a stain, an indelible stain on America. And what they mean to do with this is to stop the will of Americans to defend themselves. Civilizations die when they cease to believe in themselves. And if you think of America as a racist country in its origins and throughout its history, you're not really going to want to defend it, are you? But I mean, that's exactly what Barack Obama and racists like Ta-Nehisi Coates are saying all the time. You see it everywhere. The reality is that slavery existed in Africa for 1,000 years before white people ever set foot there. White Americans did not go over to Africa and throw nets over Kunta Kinte and kidnap them and enslave them. They bought them at slave auction. And of course, it was the English who bought them at slave auction before we became the United States. And shipped them over here. It's Thomas Jefferson putting into our founding document that all men are created equal and have the right, the unalienable right to liberty. That is the source of the freedom of the slave. The truth is, the historical truth is that black people enslaved black people and white Americans liberated them at the cost of 350,000 Union lives. You know, their lies against America are so deep and so unhistorical. Why didn't we abolish slavery in 1776? Well, we were up against the greatest empire in the world, and the southern states were committed to slavery. The northern free states, if they had insisted in the Constitution, in an Emancipation Proclamation, the South would have allied with England and crushed the North, and it'd still be slavery on this continent today.
I see. David, so why do you think that Obama's election did not herald a beacon of equality and freedom? Now we have a black president instead of Obama proclaiming America to be racist in nature and practice.
Because Obama is a racist and a communist and has been all his life. That's the reason. It's not Obama either. It's this whole movement. I mean, the most celebrated author in America today is Ta-Nehisi Coates. He won the National Book Award in 2016. He's a virulent anti-American racist who claims, I mean, aside from claiming that slavery and racism is so in America's DNA that we'll never be free of it, which he has written in so many words, he says there's no black-on-black crime because white people are responsible for all black crime. How lunatic is that? He's an editor of the Atlantic Monthly. He's got a MacArthur Fellowship for $600,000 or whatever it is, a genius fellowship. You know, the sun shines out of his bottom all over the liberal media, which of course...
Okay, David, I'm going to give out the phone number. We'll be right back with David Horowitz. It's 1-877-2539, 1-877-789-2539. David Horowitz on the line, coming to us also from California. David, you were an astute observer of the 2016 campaign. I'd like you to talk about, we're going to show a short video of how Trump dealt with Hillary and the issue of progressives and race. Let's play that video.
We have a divided nation because people like her, and believe me, she has tremendous hate in her heart.
America must reject the bigotry of Hillary Clinton, who sees communities of color only as votes, not as human beings worthy of a better future.
Okay, David, so what did Trump tap into that other Republicans wouldn't even touch?
Yeah, Trump is the only Republican who comes close to the truth about these things, who has the balls to say it. It's a big problem. You know, the Democratic Party is a racist party and it's an anti-American party. That's what liberals are these days. Trump wants to have a military parade to celebrate the men and women who risk their lives to defend us, and they call him a fascist. It's so transparent these days of what these people are. If there were 1.8 million white people here illegally, you think that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi would be out there shutting down the government to try to get them in? It's ridiculous. These are racists. They are self-hating white people and out of control people of color who nobody wants to criticize when they say racist things. How is it that Ta-Nehisi Coates can win a National Book Award and be so celebrated when he's a raving racist? His book, the central story in his book is that a black friend of his was killed by a police officer. The problem is that the police officer was black. He said that Coates' friend was trying to run him over with his vehicle. So how does Coates explain this? The black policeman was thinking white. How racist is that? I mean, it's hard to get more racist than that. If a black person does a bad thing, it's because they're thinking white. And yet,
David, can you hear me? I'm saying, how did we come to the point where the Democrat leaders, not just radicals on the street, but the leaders are openly defaming America as a white supremacist society? How did they revise the historical record?
But their party has been captured by the left. Look, I mean, we have a combination here. There are crooks and communists, right? And the crooks have so fixed the elections. I mean, I'm talking about Hillary and Donna Brazile and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Comey and Brennan and all of them, that whole pack, that Bernie Sanders was deprived, of being the candidate. Who's Bernie Sanders? A lifelong communist, supporter of Castro, supporter of Stalin, supporter of Brezhnev. You just go on and on. That's who Bernie Sanders is. He hasn't got a live brain cell in his head. All he does is mouth these communist prescriptions. That's who the Democratic Party is. Do I think that, his better days, I mean, I have nothing but contempt for Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Well, Nancy Pelosi is a communist, but Schumer, he's a politician. But he doesn't dare say boo to these people. How could they let Keith Ellison, a Muslim Brotherhood racist, black Muslim racist as well, 11 years serving Louis Farrakhan, a Jew hater, how could he be the deputy leader of the Democratic Party? It's because the Democratic Party is gone now. People have to recognize that and start fighting.
All right. Well, David, let's go. I want to go to Steve in Florida. He has a question for you about what can we do in the future? What's the diagnosis? Let's go to Steve.
Hi, guys.
Go ahead, Steve. Question for David.
Yeah. It's great to listen to you guys because you got some really intelligent conversation going on here. You know, we're a state. I feel like this country has been like a balloon that's being blown up over the years, over several years. And finally, when Donald Trump was elected, that bubble was popped. And now all the dirt and the filth that was being injected into that balloon is now being released. And, you see the level of evil that is in this country right now. It's all being exposed. And it looks like these globalists, these Luciferians really are going to fight back as hard as they can, because they realize that if they don't, they're done.
Okay, Steve, thanks for the call. David, can you, David, go ahead and comment on where do you see the fight going from here, given the fact that the Democrat Party is so radicalized?
People have to start calling things by their right names. Democratic Party controls every inner city of size in America, every killing field, Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, Baltimore. All 100% controlled by the Democratic Party and have been for 50 to 100 years. Every atrocity, every oppression in the inner city, these poor kids who go to schools that don't teach them because they're run for and by the adults, and they're all Democrats and they don't give a damn about black kids. The catch and release programs, which lets homicidal criminals back on the streets to kill and kill again. This has to be, the Democratic Party is a racist party. And Republicans, I don't know any Republican who says that. And when Trump in his inaugural pointed out the carnage, which is so obvious in the inner city, the Democrats rallied around the carnage and said he's running down the inner city. I mean, there's got to be more people on our side who are willing to call things exactly the way they are. That to me is the beginning. Yep. When I see Republicans calling Nancy Pelosi racist, I'll be happy. Then I'll know we're going to win.
I see. Okay, good. Another question from Florida. Let's go to Romeo. Question for David Horowitz, please.
My question is about what do you think, all right, we know how evil the Democratic, party is, how, they they assassinate and murder like no problem, and Arkansas, and you know, the whole spiel. What is going to be the next step for these Democrats? I mean, obviously everyone thinks, you know, they're going to attempt, you know, something on the president's life, some type of attack or assassination. You know, obviously like JFK, you know, when things are going too good to be true, you know, they always go for that. But, you know, that's going to be so obvious. So what is the next shoe to drop for them? What else can they do? Who are they going to be putting on the platform? Are they going to run an independent that's a secret, you know, deep?
All right. Okay, Romeo. Okay, thanks for the call. We don't have too much more time. David, what do you think of, is Trump in danger? How desperate will the Democrats become if Trump's economic program and his other policies are successful? What will they do next?
Well, if they win the midterm elections, they'll try to impeach him. That's what they're going to do. What's important is for people to get out and get organized and fight. If you have money, contribute it. If you've got a voice, raise it. You know, this battle is everywhere. It's in our school. Our schools are completely now indoctrination centers for the anti-American racist left. That's what they are.
And David, go ahead and tell us about the David Horowitz Freedom Center, what your organization does and your different websites like Discover the Network so people can hit your websites.
Sure. Well, our main website, and you can get to the other one through it, is frontpagemag.com or frontpagemagazine.com. And we're about the war at home and abroad. We've been doing this for 30 years. Finally, with Trump, people on the Republican side are waking up and they're seeing how dangerous the situation is. But instinctively, they still think you can compromise and so forth. You really can't. You know, part of the problem now is the Republican Party, the McCains and the Lindsey Grahams. And that's a big problem. People who don't understand that it's a war.
And you've been working for many years explaining that America is under attack by forces from within who want to delegitimize America. What is Trump's biggest challenge, do you see, going forward? Unfortunately, we're going to have to say goodbye in a second. Do you have a quick answer, David?
Sure, he's got to survive. Everybody's got to survive. Be pulling Trump to survive.
Okay, great. Well, David, thank you so much. Go to frontpagemag.org. .com for David Horowitz. I'm Joel Gilbert signing off from the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for being here today.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.